This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2018 Nebraska State High School Football Championships. It is game number 5 of 6 here in Lincoln for the C1 State Championship as the undefeated, top-ranked Aurora Huskies take on the 11-1 Ord Chanticleers. With our producer Chris Langen and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along with us on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and online at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. A lot of red in the stadium this afternoon, Larry.
Yeah, no doubt. The Huskies traveled well, and of course we know the Aurora Huskies wear red, and the Ord Chanticleers will be red from their helmet to their socks, Doug. So in a nice two small little pockets in each east and west stadium, looks like a Husker game.
Well, you've got the Chanticleer fans sitting on the far side in the sunshine on the east stadium. Aurora, the visiting team, will be on the west where it's a little bit cooler, and the Chanticleers hoping that the sun shines upon their football team, making their first ever appearance in the state football finals at any time back in the day. In the 50s, when they put together a 40-some game winning streak when you didn't have the playoffs, or it has been crowned at number one before, but they have never advanced on to the finals since the playoff have been sanctioned.
Yeah, no, it's a huge deal for a community. What is a really proud community, Doug, in Ord, in all of their sports. They've got quite a tremendous history from coaches that have coached there, players that have played there and gone on to have had really big careers elsewhere. So it's time for them to be there.
Aurora, everybody in the state of Nebraska expected them to be here today.
Well, yeah, and for good reason, Doug. I mean, their numbers have been gaudy. They're very well coached. They've kind of built for this year. You know, you're talking about Baylor Shireman, who's only thrown the ball for about 3,500 yards this year. Doug, it's an offense that's unbelievable. They've been held under 40 points one time on the entire season, and that was last week in the state semis. They score 40 to 60 every week. It's an offense that's just incredibly prolific. They'll run the ball. They've run the ball for 1,500 yards on the year as well. So everybody did assume they would be here.
For the Chanticleers, they do it a little bit differently.
Yeah, they do it in a tough guy style. They do it in a very conventional style. Their quarterback is their all-everything, Jesse Ulrich. He's a stud, 1,300 yards on the year running. He's also thrown it for 1,500 yards. He's had a tremendous year. You'll see Dalton Holbert, a 700-yard rusher on the year as well. They're tough, Doug. They don't have – their deal isn't going to be as pretty and prim and proper, but it's mean and spit in your fists and fight, and they're good at it.
And they've actually probably played their best football here in the month of November.
Well, no question. When you look at what they've done, I think all the way through the year, I mean, Doug, it's a defense that doesn't give up a lot of points. And their last four games, 7-21, 7-0. Valentine was a blank. Broken Bow, 14. Adams Central, 0. They play tough and stingy. They did give up 58 points to Pierce, who most people thought that it was Pierce and Aurora in this thing. But understand this. They didn't get beat 58 to nothing to Pierce. That was 52 to 48. Absolutely held their own in that game. So they play stingy, stingy defense. And they've – I mean, Bishop Newman was a big, big win. Most people – once things had gotten shaken up, thought Bishop might get here. Ord has just stood to every challenge.
Well, last night we had the pleasure of calling Larry Baker's alma mater in Grand Island. This afternoon, the pleasure of calling my alma mater in Ord, and there's a great crowd on hand. We'll look at the starting lineups as we get ready for Ord and Aurora here on ESPN Radio right after this.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing. problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, the visitors today, the undefeated and top-ranked Huskies of Aurora. The center is number 71, 5'10", 160-pound freshman in Seth Stevens. The guards are number 63, 6'2", 190-pound senior Bradley McDonald, and number 78, 6'4", 275-pound junior Ryan Marlette. The tackles, number 54, 5'11", 180-pound senior Titan Colazzo, and number 64, 6'3", 210-pound senior Nick Hutzel. Your Maverick in this little bit of hybrid look is number 4, 6'3", 180-pound senior Jordan Stevenson. The wide receivers are number 2, 5'8", 165-pound senior Cy Bullerman, number 5, 6'1", 180-pound senior Cade Reichardt, and number 14, 5'8", 160-pound senior Ryan Willis. The I-back, number 22, 5'11", 185-pound junior Caleb Morrall, and the quarterback, number 3, 6'6", 175-pound senior Baylor Shireman. Head coach at Aurora is Kyle Peterson, 12-0 in the playoffs. They beat Arlington 61-6, Gothenburg 54-20, and Wahoo 35-10. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Chanticleers from Ord. The center is number 55, 6 foot, 220-pound junior Ethan Gabriel. The guards on the left side, number 68, 5'11", 260-pound junior C.J. Hovind. And the right guard, number 70, 5'10", 215-pound sophomore Jacob Brown. The tackles on the left side, number 73, 6'6", 220-pound senior Hayden Grant. And the right tackle, number 74, 6'4", 260-pound sophomore Riley Setlick. The wideouts, number 6, 6'1", 160-pound sophomore Quentin Reese. Number 11, 5'11", 165-pound senior Solomon Campese. And number 23, 5'9", 160-pound senior Jaden Riley. The fullback is number 14, 5'8", 170-pound senior Clayton Shoemaker. The I-back, number 25, 5'10", 175-pound senior Dalton Hulbert. And the quarterback of the Chanticleers is number 7, 5'11", 190-pound senior Jesse Ulrich. The head coach of the Chanticleers is Nathan Wells. They come in 11-1 on the season. Only loss, as Larry said, in week 3 to Pierce, 58-42. In the playoffs, they beat Sydney 52-21, Ashland Greenwood 42-7, and Bishop Newman out of Wahoo 37-0. This is the first finals appearance in Ord history. The last time they were in the playoffs was 2013 for Aurora. They are making their 7th championship appearance. They won it back-to-back in Class B in 2008 and 9. They were the runner-up in 81, 86, 95, and 2015, all in Class B. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. When we come back, we will hear from Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we break down the C1 championship between Aurora and Ord.
Something that might come into play like a lot is Aurora's best lineman, Caleb Marlatt, is expected to play this week. He hasn't played for a while, been fighting an injury, and that's another thing that's scary. Aurora's been this good with that guy not around. He is a tremendous player. They've had a kid named Trevor Cumston, who's transferred from Nebraska Christian, was backup quarterback, but he's a pretty good-sized kid. He weighs 190 or so. He wound up playing tackle. He said, I want to play. I can help. So they put him in a tackle, all right, and he's done a pretty good job. That line has been great all year. And, again, they're not huge, but they're really good. I mean, all you got to do is just take a look. There's never is a long time. There's hardly ever any pressure ever applied to their quarterback. right? There hardly ever is. And when there is, he can step aside and do his thing and all that kind of deal. But their line has been outstanding, and they've got that whole mess of receivers. I think maybe what's going to matter as much as anything is going to be Aurora's ability to stop the run. I don't think there's much doubt that Aurora's going to score points in this game. It's a matter of can they stop Ord from running the ball? Because Duda, you know this. Ord, over time, and especially this year, they only know one way to play. They're going to get right up in your face. They're going to be physical. They're going to check you out, going to see what you got. And one thing about it, I know for a fact that the Ord players are not scared of this game. They see it as a great opportunity, and it is. I mean, they truly are playing with house money. Nobody's a lot of people expects them to win. Hardly anybody expects them to win, but they could. If they can hold around the line of scrimmage, counting on a guy like my boy Ethan Gabriel, big old horse, outstanding lineman. But if they can't, then it could get one-sided and maybe in a hurry.
What? Christmas already? That time is fast approaching, but first we want to celebrate all we have to be thankful for. At Gary Michaels, that is you, our friends, and our customers. We thank you with 20% off all suits, sport coats, and for the ladies, 20% off all clothing. We take care, and we do care, that you look and feel your best with quality clothing, perfectly fitted, from Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Reel it in and wrap up your year with a new Larson fishing boat from Buzz's Marine. Now through December 15th, take advantage of $3,000 and $4,000 rebates. Larson fishing boats fulfill every fishing requirement when you need it and provide family fun on the water when you don't. With smart storage, serious capacity, and plenty of room for the family, don't miss out on this great deal on your next Larson fishing boat. And ask about a free trailerable ratchet cover. View the inventory online at buzzesmarine.com or visit on South Central Avenue in Kearney today.
Chris? You're on, Doug. Sorry. And we're back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we are ready for the C1 State Football Championship. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, glad to have you along with us. Larry, we have had four championship games, and you take a look at the first quarter for every underdog is to stay in the football game. Make it through that first quarter. This high-powered offense from Aurora is a high-powered offense that we could have said Johnson Brock had, that Creighton had, that Omaha Burke had. But only Mullen jumped out to a first-quarter lead yesterday, the first game yesterday, and you knew Johnson Brock had the firepower to come back. The underdog has been able to get to halftime, if not ahead at halftime, in all four games so far.
That's what I was going to say, Doug, was Ord needs to follow the script for the 2018 NSAA football championships right now, and that is, if you're not supposed to be here, be around at the half and give yourself a chance. So far, that's what every one of these teams has done, and you know, it is what it is. I think calling Ord an underdog is only fair as to as the way you look at this. They are good enough to win today, Doug. They can make a game dirty and ugly, and they're a good football team. They're well coached. This will be very interesting to see how this goes, but it is very important for them to follow that script, as you just said.
You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. The Chanticleers will be kicking it off with the wind at their back coming out of the south today. They will be moving from south to north, and that high-octane offense of Aurora will be moving from north to south as we're ready to get things underway here this afternoon.
And here, of course, like always, we're going to wait for the TV timeout, and then we'll have to, in that first change of possession, in that the first quarter and the third quarter, we always have to wait a little extra spot there.
Pretty nice out. 53 degrees is the current temperature here in Lincoln. South-south winds registering at 14 miles an hour, so it feels like 48. And Ord, as we said in the pregame, has the benefit of setting in the sun here until it dips down behind the horizon. So Aurora all white, Ord all red, and putting it on the tee here for the Chanticleers, ready to boot this football away, is Kellen Meyer as the Chanticleers try to get things rolling along here this afternoon.
Yeah, both look pretty good. I like the all-white. I like the all-red. Like the red helmets and the white stripes down the Ord pants. Looks nice. So both teams have done pretty well in the fashion department, if you will.
Cy Bullerman awaits the kick, standing at his own one. Ward also has two back inside the 10 in case Ward tries to kick it to the sideline. But we are ready to go. Ord and Aurora for the C1 State Football Championship. And this football game is underway as Meyer hammers the kick. It will be taken by Bullerman, but he had his foot in the end zone, and it will be a touchback. He couldn't keep that back foot from staying out, and it'll be first and 10 at the 20.
Yeah, whoa, that was. And it's interesting. C1 is where you start getting C1, and some C Class Bs, you know. Aurora is about twice the size of Ord. You know, in some of these other classes, you get small discrepancies in size. Aurora is about twice the size as Ord, and their roster is much bigger as well.
And they come out in five wide with Baylor Shireman, the most prolific in C1, ready to throw. He's a lefty. He throws out here complete into the hands of Bullerman at the 28-yard line, and a good gain on first down. They'll even give him the 29, a gain of 9.
Yeah, you won't see a running back a lot of the times. They'll go sometimes as many as 4 or 5 possessions in a row without seeing one.
And they want to run hurry up. Middle linebacker Cooper Tonagis calling out the signals. They will hand it off here and nowhere to go. And it'll be a half a yard gain. They gave him forward progress and shove him back, so it will be a first down here as Caleb Morrell carries it.
Yeah, they ran a little power there. They pulled the guard, the backside guard. I don't know that Aurora is going to have a lot of luck running the ball in these A and B gaps. It is where Ord is pretty good.
So first down and 10, Huskies ready to go. Rolling to his left, Shireman throws it out here in the flat, complete, and then drilled by Riley Warner out at the 42-yard line. But Aurora is going to pick up another first down here in the flat to Jordan Stevenson.
Yeah, and you can see the pace at which Aurora wants to run at. They really want to get it going here, Doug. The official is the only thing holding them up. The play's called, and they're ready to go.
Cade Reichert on the last reception. Snap it right away. There's not even a double count. Wanting to go deep down the sideline here, and this time overshooting his intended target. That was Jordan Stevenson on the coverage. Solomon Campese for Ord.
Yeah, and there just ran the deep out.
And we talk about all this hurry up, Larry. If you can complete or get your run, you can hurry up. Here you throw an incomplete pass. Everybody walks back. The defense can get set. You get a chance to catch your breath.
But they're firing this
bubble right, and they'll throw it out here in the bubble, complete to Ryan Willis. Willis is going to get into Ord territory at the 49-yard line. It'll be a gain of 8, third down and 2.
Yeah, it's not mattering whether it's incomplete or complete. Watch. As soon as the umpire backs up, they're snapping it. Aurora is waiting on the official on every play.
Ord trying to get lined up here on third down and 2. Willis in motion, giving them trips to the left side. That's where Shireman will roll. Looking. Now he's going to decide to tuck it up and run. He's got the first down at the 45. He'll be brought down at the 43-yard line. In on the tackle for the Chanticleers is Jaden Riley. Also in there was Quentin Reese.
And Shireman's ran the ball for a couple hundred yards this year. Just kind of stuff like that. Gets out on the edge, doesn't like what he sees, and tucks it.
What slows down Aurora?
Well, drops. It literally would be drops if they start dropping the ball.
Trips to the right. Again, they will send him in motion. They'll run the ball this time with Morrell, and he is going to be hit by the middle linebacker in Cooper Tonagis, but not until he gets decent yardage to the 38-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4, second down and 6. Aurora on the opening possession, started with a touchback at their own 20, and they're marching it down the field here.
Yeah, because this pace is blistering. This will wear Ord out.
Second down, empty backfield. This time they'll send Morrell in motion right to left. They'll swing it on the outside, complete, hit at the 35 to the 34-yard line, or doing a good job of making the tackles, but that time Dalton Hulbert making the tackle at the 34, but 4 or 5 at a crack, they'll move it right down the football field.
Yeah, they're doing, Ord's playing very, very well. It's just you've got to play some zones here. And Aurora's scheme gets to the zone.
Third and 2, Morrell up the middle at the 30, and then he is de-cleated. But it is going to be enough for a first down. What a stick there by the senior, Jaden Riley. Wrestling doesn't start till next week. That was 2-3. That was a 5-point takedown right there.
Yeah, that was good. He sticks him. The Huskies do get the first down.
Different look now. They pack everybody in tight. Shireman looks left, now right. Wants to go down the middle of the field to the end zone. And a great catch at the 10-yard line. Falling down is Morrell. He got open. The running back sneaking down the middle of the field. It's first and goal, Huskies at the 8.
Yeah, and Cooper Tana just gets completely spun around there. They did a nice job, does Aurora. And as I told you, their concepts are really good. They pack those guys in there, and they're not sure who's coming out where.
First and goal for the Huskies at the 8-yard line. Fake the jet sweep. Wants to throw again. Shireman pump fake into the corner of the end zone. And the ball is, I think it's caught, but was he in?
Yeah, they're going to talk about it right here. It's going to be touchdown, Doug.
Touchdown, Aurora. Jordan Stevenson went up over the top of Warner and was able to grab it. It was well defended by the Chanticleers. Just an athletic play in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, you know, Shireman completes 65% of his passes, Doug. And that will be the key. You're going to get some swing and gate here. They're going to take a look at it and have the coaches upstairs tell them what to run. They like the look.
So they're going to run the two-point conversion, throw it out here in the flat, and it is complete, but way behind the line of scrimmage, and the two-point conversion is no good. But our first touchdown of the C1 Championship, 5 points bank touchdown, Shireman to Stevenson from 8 yards out. And the extra point is no good. With 9:24 to go in the first quarter, Aurora 6 or nothing here on ESPN Radio.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. So Aurora goes 11 plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes 36 seconds. Shireman to Stevenson, who makes a great catch in the back corner of the end zone. And it's 6-0 Aurora.
You know, Doug, you asked the question, how do you slow Aurora down? Get first downs. Get first downs on offense. Keep that offense off the field. But most importantly, it puts pressure on Aurora if you're answering them. When they get comfortable and they can just go boom, 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 and just throw laser after laser, that's what they like to do. So Ord here, it really is on their offense to make sure and do that. Ord hasn't been cut up like that. Probably, I mean, Pierce maybe the only time they felt something like that this entire season, because Aurora just flat went straight down the field and completed whatever they wanted.
Well, we haven't had much for the opening drive scoring throughout the football games here at the state championships, but it has happened, and Aurora does it here up 6-0 as they get ready to boot the football away. And putting the ball on the tee is Ryan Hunter, senior. Chanticleers waiting for it into the wind. They are way back at the 5-yard line. And let's see if the ball into the wind can travel that far here for Hunter. And he's going to go with a high pop-up kick. Fair catch called for and made at the 23-yard line. Chanticleers will have it there. That's a good positioning kick that time by the Aurora Huskies as Stetson Bredhauer hauls it in.
I'm trying to see if Ethan Gabriel comes out here, Doug. He's another one of those all-everything type dudes. He was hurt on the two-point conversion.
Gabriel, too, is the starting center. So he was hurt on that two-point conversion. Of course, an outstanding wrestler.
I do not think he's in.
No, they are going with Cooper Tonagis as the center right now. Ord out of the pistol, four wide. Motion from right to left, giving him trips. And Ulrich, first play of the football game, gives it to Hulbert, and Hulbert will get 3 to the 26.
Yeah, that's a nice little gain. Aurora's in just a base 3-4 here.
They'll actually mark it on the 25. One side judge was on the 26, the other on the 25. They'll mark it at the 25, a gain of 2. Second down and 8.
Orders will snap it fast.
Trips to the right side. Ulrich wants to throw out here and trying to get through some traffic. It is incomplete. Quick little pop pass out here to Jaden Riley. Just couldn't get clean off the line of scrimmage.
Now, I'm just going to tell you better be careful if you're Ord moving at that pace. You might, maybe it's who you are and you don't, you know, you're going to show your guys that you're all in, but you might maybe want to back away from that in a possession or so.
They will send out of the backfield on third down. Wheel route. Ulrich looks over the middle, wide open, but underthrown, trying to get it out here to Quentin Reese. And it's a three and out for Ord on offense, but Reese was wide open. And those are the things when you haven't been here before, sometimes getting through that first series, just getting that first down, you need to be able to have things like that come
second
your
possession.
Way. Yeah. Back over to Aurora. And they're going to get great field position, it would look like. As ready to punt it away, is going to be Meyer. And now we got some movement.
Going to be offsides, Aurora, all of them went.
But because it is fourth down and eight, this won't do over big things to help out. It'll make it fourth and three, move it to the 30-yard line. So ready to boot the ball away again now on fourth down and three. Holbert is the punter, He gets a beautiful rugby kick and knocks it right over the returner's head. And now picking it up at the 21-yard line is Cy Bullerman, and it's all red jerseys as he tries to get to the sideline. He does get to the 30 to the 33-yard line. That's a 49-yard punt. At a return of 13 yards, Aurora will have it at their own 34, leading it 6-0.
That's a fantastic punt. Aurora did a nice job. I get it picked up, but I thought that was a great punt there by Dalton Holbert. Just a beautiful little rugby kick and caught it just right.
Now the important thing, I asked you a couple times, how do you slow down Aurora? How do you slow them down with your Ord defense?
Well, I think it's a matter of they need to mix their coverages. Now they're getting a quad look. This is extremely tough to defend. Four receivers to a side.
And they'll just throw it out here complete to Cy Bullerman. Gets a block on the outside. It'll be tripped up at the 38-yard line. A gain of four.
Doug, what they've got to do is they've got to vary the coverage. If you let a team like Aurora completely identify exactly what the coverage is and then they stay with it, they're going to carve you up. You've got to be able to run multiple coverages.
Quads to the short side of the field. Again, they'll put a man in motion and rolling out. Shireman has time, now throws to the sideline and throws it away.
Yeah, he didn't like what he had there. They ran the over the ball and OTB, and then two guys to the flat, one guy deep.
Shoemaker on coverage for Ord out there in the flat. Ryan Willis, the motion man.
Yeah, and they're carrying Gabriel off, Doug.
Ethan Gabriel is going to be taken in, and you're right, carrying him, and that is just horrible, horrible, horrible for not football, but for that young man who's an outstanding wrestler. Shireman now going to pitch it over the top of everybody as he looked like he was going to run it, and Stevenson down the right sideline, 40, 30, 20, and they'll finally bring him down out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, this isn't a situation where Ord's playing poorly or they're out of position. Some of these concepts are just better than what Ord's got called right now.
And they are going to flag it. There is a flag for an eligible receiver downfield, and Ord catches a break. Watching the replay, Shireman was right at the line of scrimmage, so it looked like a legal forward pass. And this is huge. Wipes out about a 35-yard pass play.
Yeah, and Ord now needs to parlay this, Doug. Maybe come up. They've been playing really big zones where they're off of the receivers. Here would be a spot maybe to come up and play on top of them. But Coach Wells has done all of that film work. What he may know is they're faster than he is, and they can get over the top.
So back up Aurora. That'll be third down and 10.
And this is the same look they've been running.
Ball marked at the 34-yard line. Off the 5-yard penalty, rolling left. Shireman throws out here, and it is incomplete off the hands of Cade Reichert. Just a lot of outs, a lot of sidelines, trying to stretch the field a little bit in an actual fourth down situation for Aurora. And Shireman is also their punter.
Yeah, and there, it's the drops that beat you. That coverage, it's full outside leverage. Yeah, that's not. And you can see, look at the top. Look how the top cornerback's playing, Doug. That's why that out route's going to be open all day long, and it's a matter of can they catch it.
Back to return the kick is Cam Pease, but the punt's way away, and it's not very deep at all. Almost a shank. It's going to die at the 45-yard line. That's a 21-yard punt for Aurora, and Orr's going to have great field position. They'll actually mark it at the 46, and so it's only a 20-yard punt. And now Ward will take over for the second time, trailing Aurora 6-0, 7:47 to go here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Ord just needs to get going here a little bit. Run the ball, establish something with the run. First play of the game really was a nice 3 or 4 yard run, and then we never saw him again.
Tommy Stevens is in the backfield as the running back. Ulrich fakes the jet sweep, and we've got whistles.
Going to be illegal motion.
So a 5 yard penalty on the Chanticleers, and it'll be first down and 15.
Yeah, so that with Ethan Gabriel, that will affect this game. He's a two-way hammer for Ord on both sides of the ball. At this level, you don't have two guys like him, I can assure you.
And you get hurt on the old swinging gate. Twins in the backfield now. Here's the snap. Ulrich wants to throw again. Has time over the middle of the field. It's complete at the midfield stripe and into Aurora territory at the 47-yard line to Solomon Campese. It's not a first down. It's a gain of 7. And I suppose at some point, too, Larry, if you're Ord and you're the fans and you're the coaches, you can talk yourself up that you belong here, but you want to go out here on the field and show that you belong here early on. Get a score, get a stop. They just got a stop. Now they want to get a score.
No question.
Ulrich takes the snap. He is going to hand it off around the left side, and Stevens is hit at the 44-yard line. It's going to be right at the first down marker.
I think he's going to get it.
Aurora coach Kyle Peterson out here talking to his young men. Probably not going to love the spot, but Ord will get the first down. First down of the football game for the Chanticleers. 6-0 Aurora, 2:13 to go, first quarter.
Yeah, that was really well done. They made that look like a little bit of a quad look and then just blocked everybody down. I like the play call there.
Ulrich has not run the football yet out of that quarterback position. Faked the jet sweep. Now they want to throw again. Hit as he throws out here in the flat. Complete at the 30-yard line for another Chanticleer first down. Clayton Shoemaker hauls it in. Tackled by Ryland Willis of the Huskies.
Yeah, and those are deep dig routes. Both those that they've completed have been digs from one side of the field. They get it to about 10 or 12 and then dig it straight across. Those are really good routes, and the offensive line is allowing those to come clean.
Trips to the right side. They'll hand it off to Stevens. He'll get up the football field, the 25, down to the 21-yard line, just short of another first down, a gain of 9.
Yeah, Tommy Stevens, they must have his stats wrong to me, Doug. It shows he's got 109 carries for 28 yards on the year.
Well, and Hulbert is standing over on the sidelines.
Yeah.
So not sure what the story is there. He's not being attended to. He's kind of off to the edge here. He's walking back and forth down the sidelines.
Because he's a 780-yard rusher, is Hulbert.
So second down and 1. Jet sweep fake again. Ulrich wants to run just enough to get the first down. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another one. 15 to the right sideline. 10. And now he's free. Touchdown, Jesse Ulrich. And Ord has tied the game with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter.
And now you see why number 7 has the state abuzz, Doug. He's tough. He's very hard to get down to the ground. And he's fast. That was a tremendous run that really was about 80% himself.
Ulrich does a great job as they're ready to kick the extra point. And the Chanticleers, their first ever touchdown in a state final. Extra point kick by Meyer is on the way, and he hammers it through. So with 1:13 to go in the first quarter, our 5 points bank touchdown. Jesse Ulrich runs it in, and the extra point makes it Ord 7, Aurora 6 here on ESPN Radio.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Back to Memorial Stadium as the Chanticleers kick it off short, taken at the 10-yard line by Bullerman. He's headed to the right side, 15, 20, and he's going to be shoved down right there. Bentley Riley and Betancourt Trejo over there for Ord to make the tackle, and that is where Aurora will take over officially down at the 19, Ord 7, Aurora 6.
Yeah, Bentley Riley did a great job there, Doug. He's going to get down there, and he's just going to be pesky and make the ball carrier dance around enough until his buddies got there.
Great crowd on hand. Nobody's left in Ord, and if you are, glad that you might be listening here today. Aurora, also well represented as Shireman rolls to his left. Has some time now under some pressure, still rolling, throws down the sidelines and knocked away. Stevens tipped it. It's deflected and it's intercepted. It got deflected into the air, and Riley Warner comes away with it.
I was trying to keep my mouth shut. I saw it get picked. I didn't want to mess up your call. What a great play. The ball never should have been thrown. Made a terrible decision, and the Chanticleers just went up and made the play, Doug.
Right there in the sun. Right there in the sun. It was Stevens to get his hand in there, trying to get the ball into the hands of Ryan Willis, and a rare interception. Riley Warner, who had two in the semis, gets one here.
Yeah, just flat. Ball got knocked away, and he just went up and competed.
So the first turnover of the game. It'll be at the 35-yard line of Aurora. Board up 7-6, and Ulrich. Man in motion, fake the jet sweep, option to the wide side, pitch out here to Holbert. Holbert's going to have to do it on his own, and he'll get to the 35-yard line, back to the line of scrimmage. Aurora got through their blocks that time, and we're just waiting for Holbert.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Clayton Shoemaker just did a fantastic job there, Doug, because Clayton Shoemaker, about 80% of the kids in the state, would have just blasted their guy in the back, and he let off knowing that Holbert was going to get tackled, but he saved 15 yards by doing that correctly.
Second down, Ulrich wants to throw, and this one's picked off, and Aurora's got a chance to return it. 40, 45, 50, down the left sideline, chasing him is Ulrich, and Ulrich will pull him down at the 32-yard line. Interception, the Huskies come right back, and what a play to turn the tables for Trevor Dvorak.
Yeah, Doug,
a crusher for Ord.
In the C2 game, I talked about that slant route that Centennial kept running, and the Norfolk Catholic linebacker wasn't getting in the window. That's exactly what happened right there. Ord ran that slant, and that outside linebacker just sucked right into the window. So it looks open, but when he sucks into that window, the thing's dead closed.
16 seconds to go in the first quarter, and what a change with all the return yards there now for Aurora. Shireman ready to go. He'll hand it off to Morrell. There's only a single linebacker. He busts inside the 25, gets into the secondary, down to the 20-yard line, a gain of 12. And that could be, well, they'll probably run another play as fast as they like to move.
Ord was thoroughly confused there, Doug. They had no inside linebacker. They had guys running all over. There was no inside linebacker there.
And Aurora now, time to run one more play here in the first quarter. They'll give it to Morrell again up the middle. There's nobody there. 10-5 touchdown Huskies, and in just that quick, Aurora is back on top.
Yeah, Aurora did that with motion. They sent the guy in motion, and for whatever reason, both linebackers for Ord followed, and there's just no linebacker left. And in this type of run-pass option offense, some of it's a pre-snap read, some of it's a post-snap read. If Ord continues to displace their players and overplay motion, Aurora is going to be able to do what they want to do here. They just need to calm, settle themselves. My guess is you're just going to get a regular conventional offensive play here.
Aurora now goes for the two-point conversion on the last play of the quarter. Shireman fakes the jet sweep, rolls to his left, still rolling, now tucks it up, tries to run, and he gets to the pylon, gets across the end zone, end line for the two-point conversion. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Aurora 14, Ord 7. This is the C1 State Football Championship game. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 20-yard run from Caleb Burrell. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring, but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Winter is coming. Does your heater have enough heat in it? Let the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating make sure your heating system is ready. Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Call today and have your furnace or heat pump checked. Our qualified technicians will check over all the mechanisms and make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Glad to have you along with us with the first quarters in the books. 14-7, Aurora scores on the final play of the first quarter, so they will kick it off. Our state football championship brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. In that first quarter, 117 yards of offense for Aurora, 60 for the Chanticleers, each with one penalty. Ord actually had it nearly 8 minutes. Aurora doesn't need it that long, 4:05.
No, I mean, Ord's doing what they need to do right now. They've turned Aurora over. They've gotten a stop or two here, and they've gone down the field. They just need to stay the course. It's 14-7. They just need to stay the course, solid as a rock here.
So the Chanticleers, who got the interception after Tommy Stevens tipped it, Riley Warner grabbed it, but then just two plays later, you have Dvorak stepping in and making the interception right back for Aurora. He runs it to the 32, and two plays later, the Huskies are in the end zone and back on top, 14-7.
Yeah, and here, just make sure nothing's silly. Get it seated. Get a solid return here and just get your offense restarted.
Aurora showing the swinging gate earlier, lining up here for a possible quick kick. Ward's ready for it. They spread it out, and now we'll go back to a conventional boot here for Ryan Hunter. Ord's been able to return the first two. This time, though, the wind at the back of Hunter. And a high, deep kick that will drive the Chanticleer returner into the end zone, and Ord will take over at their own 20 on the touchback.
Yeah, now you come back out, and again, live in the windshield, not the rearview mirror. That was a mistake that a lot of quarterbacks at every level, including ones that make $30 million a year, do. He stepped back. He'd been told to throw the slant, and he was going to throw it, and linebacker got into a really nice drop, and he just threw it right in his chest.
So here comes the Chanticleers trailing 14-7 on offense. They scored on a 20-yard Jesse Ulrich run. Shireman has hit Jordan Stevenson, and Morale has run it in from 20 yards out for Aurora's first two scores. So now going into the win for Ulrich, and Hulbert is back in there at the running back. Stevens had been there for a while. Faked the handoff. It's going to be quarterback keep all the way, and Ulrich's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Coming through basically untouched for the Huskies was Titan Colazo.
Yeah, and they did pull the guard and then ran away from it, kind of a fake pull. If they give this ball to Hulbert, they had things set up.
So second down and 10 for Ulrich. Fakes the handoff, rolls right, wants to throw out here, and it's over the hands of Solomon Campese, and it's third down and 10.
Yeah, third and 10. I mean, they've got enough concepts to where I don't know that third and 10 is super uncomfortable. It lets the defense play a little bit more aggressive, though.
Again, Ord lost Ethan Gabriel on the two-point conversion on the first touchdown for Aurora. Cooper Tonagis has taken over at center, third and 10 at the 20. Ulrich, they know he's passing. They sack him. Back at the 18-yard line, they just won the upfront battle that time, Larry. Too much pressure. Aurora didn't give Ulrich any chance to get rid of the football.
Well, yeah, that's the stinker, like we said. It just allows the defense, that third and long allows the defense to really be able to come up and be extremely aggressive.
So now Ord has to punt into the wind. Hulbert is the punter. Actually, rearranging some of their coverage here. Play clock down to 8. Snap to Hulbert. Hulbert tries to pound one down the field. Fair catch called for and made at midfield by Cy Bullerman. It is a 32-yard punt. No return, but Aurora up 14-7. We'll start at midfield. So we talked about Ord surviving the first quarter. Now they need to survive the second and get this thing to halftime, however that transpires.
Well, right now they need to survive this little piece, Doug, because this is a really crucial moment in the game. This little piece right here, the next 2 or 3 minutes on the clock, could determine whether or not Ord stays in this game or this game turns into a 45-point deal. You can't have Aurora just go down the field again.
Aurora's had a punt. They've had an interception. They've also scored twice. Shireman all day takes it down the left sideline against Riley Warner. The catch, a dive. Did they make it? No. It pops out of the hands of Cade Reichert. That was one-on-one down the Aurora sideline. And Reichert just couldn't quite make the amazing catch.
Oh, yeah. Riley Warner did a great job there. They were playing. They were 3-by-1 there, so trips open, which makes it kind of quarter-quarter half, meaning Riley Warner has that half of the field, and he did a fantastic job there with coverage.
Second and 10, Shireman to Morrell up the middle of the field. Again, there's nobody there. 45-40, 35 to the 34-yard line before the tackle is made by Cam Pease. But they're not getting 5 or 6. They're getting 15,
well,
16.
Doug, as long as, I mean, Ord just had a 4-man box, 3 down linemen and 1 linebacker against 5 linemen, a quarterback, and a running back. Ord's trying to play 2 over the top of everything. They can't do that.
First and 10 at the 34. They give it to Morrell again. This time Ord's able to close that gap and give him about a 3-yard gain to the 31.
And the difference there is at least it was a 50 box, not a 40 box. They added a linebacker. I don't care how tough Ord is, and I'm just going to tell you right now, they're for real tough and real tough, but just simple numbers don't add up.
Shireman going to go to South Dakota State, but play basketball out here in the flat, complete at the 20. It's starting to be simple again. Riley Warner able to make the tackle at the 19-yard line into the hands of Cade Reichert. First and 10 in the red zone.
And it does start to get demoralizing because it feels like you're at a 7-on-7 camp.
Got to find a way. Got to find a way. And Ord, when they got the tip pick, looked like they were going to have the first break, only to give it right back. And now Aurora's got their momentum going again. They've scored 3 and out, and they're ready to go again. First and 10 at the Ord 19-yard line. 14-7, Aurora. 9:45 to go here in the first half. Motion from right to left. Fake the jet sweep. They'll give it to Morrell, this time Little, to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by Brett Cook. He came down hard off the edge. They had an extra defender out there.
Senior able to make the tackle after a 1-yard gain. Second and 9 at the 18. Now they'll empty the backfield. 5 wide, stack 2 to the short side left. Trips to the right side. Morales in the slot. Shireman looking that way. Crossing. Over the middle, the ball is tipped and knocked away. Getting back is Cooper Tonagis, the linebacker, in double coverage to bat that ball away.
Yeah, and see, Cooper's able to get that kind of depth when they're empty, Doug. There's no running back for him to worry about there, so he's able to really get deep into a drop.
Third down and 9 for Aurora at the Ord 18-yard line. Aurora up 14-7 here in the C1 State Championship. Already has seen a lot of snaps in this football game, and we're not halfway through the second.
Yeah, Ord's trying to get lined up. They've got these matchups that they want. They're playing 4 defenders over 3 receivers and 3 defenders over 2 receivers at the 4-man box again.
Shireman on the left side. It's complete at the 10, and Reichert will be brought down right there. He's going to be short of the first down by about a half a yard. It'll be 4th and 1.
Look for Shireman to start running off of that look, Doug. You've got 4 defenders versus 6 guys on offense. The math doesn't add up if Ord continues to play it that way.
Still out of that shotgun on 4.5 yards. And they'll give it to Morrell. He's got the first down. He'll get to the 7. It'll be first down and goal off left tackle for Morrell and the Huskies.
Yeah, Ord just needs to make something happen here, Doug. Step in front of one where the field shrinks here. It allows them to compact more defenders into those throwing lanes.
Aurora also has to make sure to stay off the penalties. They've done a pretty good job of that. Only had the one, which negated a really big play. Empty backfield again. Nobody covers the running back. Pressure from the backside. Shireman throws it back to the middle of the field, and it is caught by Reichert. Touchdown. That's just an athletic move by Baylor Shireman. He throws back against the body and puts it right on the numbers.
Yeah, there were two receivers there, no defenders. They're going to line up right away here again and count the numbers.
So Reichert hauls in his first. That's the second touchdown pass of the day for Bailey Shireman. 8:28 to go here in the second quarter. Now they get ready to line up and kick the PAT. Ryan Hunter does the kickoffs and the PAT kicks. It's down, the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 7-yard pass from Baylor Shireman into the hands of Cade Reichert. 8:28 to go in the first half. Aurora 21, Ort 7 on ESPN.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Tri-City Storm Hockey returns for its 19th season. The future of professional hockey is right here in the heartland. The United States Hockey League set a record with 57 players drafted at this year's NHL Draft. Catch all the Storm's home games at the Vieira Center in Kearney. For tickets and other information, visit stormhockey.com. Listen to the Doug and Daddy Show for everything you need to know about Storm Hockey with the Storm Report on 1460 and 1550. Tri-City Storm Hockey, be the Storm.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where Aurora has established their offense once again. They lead it 21-7 over Ord.
Yeah, that again just went right down the field. Ord made them work for a few of them, but not very many. Ord needs to get their offense going here. There's still 8:28 left in the second quarter, Doug. They need to get some first downs.
Well, Ethan Gabriel has his jersey on, but he's on crutches with his left knee wrapped up. Head coach Nathan Wells just went over and talked to him, and he will be done, and hopefully it's not overly serious to get him ready for the next season. As the kick is away, the Chanticleers take it at the 1, left sideline 20, 25, 30, little running room 35. Great return by Stevens out to the 40-yard line. And that's where the Chanticleers will take over. Our injury report on Ethan Gabriel brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you.
That's a fantastic return. It's exactly what Ord needed, Doug. You don't want to have to give up those touchdowns and then be stuck back there in the corner of your own end zone. They're out here towards midfield in great shape.
So let's see what Jesse Ulrich and the Chanticleer offense can do here. Down by 14, playing catch-up. Two backs in the backfield behind Ulrich. Sends one in motion, and they will hand it off. Hulbert looking for someone. No, that's Stevens. Stevens for somewhere to go. He gets to the 45, a gain of 3, second down and 7.
I like that concept. The motion takes the middle guy out of the middle of the field. Look for him to run that and fake it and throw something back into the middle of the field.
Chanticleers will go 4 wide. Again, Stevens in the backfield a little more than we had anticipated. Ulrich takes the snap. Going to be quarterback follow on that side. There's nowhere to go, and he is going to be dropped down by Carter Persley after a loss of 1 at the 44-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, it looks like a loss of a yard there. They're running the ball, using a little clock. They're still snapping it with... I mean, they're snapping it with 20 left on the play clock.
So the Chanticleers need to cover 8 yards here, get into Aurora territory. Ulrich in the pocket. Now gets out of there, has to run. He's not going to get anywhere. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He can feel the pressure. He knows he doesn't have very long, and he starts to get out of there, and he runs right into the defense of the Huskies.
And here comes the punt. And again, that drives less than a minute.
Ord had a couple of guys looking around for somebody to block, and they got back there and dropped Ulrich. So, ready to punt it away, the Chanticleers. Fullerman gets back to return it. He stands about his own 22-yard line. Hulbert again rolls to his right, tries to rugby style it, bounces at the 30, And he'll have to let it go, Bullerman will, as it dies at the 19-yard line. So a 36-yard punt, no return. Aurora leading it 21-7, 6:39 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Dalton Holbert's been, his punting has been kind of a highlight, or at least a bright spot here, Doug. It's been very, very good, and he's giving the Chanticleer defense a chance, at least with longer fields.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll recap the games. Earlier today, Centennial in overtime beat Norfolk Catholic. Ward Chanticleer alum Evan Klinensky, the head coach of the Centennial Broncos, on a two-point conversion, win it 29-28 for the school's first ever title. And he was hoping his chance could win their first ever title today. We'll see. Shireman again takes a shot down the left side. The running back gets past the defensive back. Their feet tangle up. He falls. Bullerman can't get to it, though, as it's just over his hands. Warner and Bullerman kind of got tangled up.
Yeah, I'm glad it was overthrown because Warner didn't deserve to give that touchdown up. He was with him on Bullerman stride for stride, and sometimes when you're running full speed like that with guys and you're looking up, your feet get tangled, and that's what happened, and Warner fell there. He didn't deserve to be on record for giving up that touchdown.
So it'll be second down and 10. Shireman has not been afraid to take his shot, plenty successful on those throughout the year. Motion gives him trips to the left side. That's the way Shireman will roll. Out here, complete at the 30-yard line, just in between all the defenders. The ball comes free, but the officials say down is Jordan Stevenson at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, it's interesting. On Aurora's play calling right now, when they're wanting to just move the ball, they're able to. They've hurt themselves in some spots just trying to score touchdowns on every play. And sometimes as a play caller, when you see the schematics in so grossly in your favor, you start doing that. You start making calls to score on every play.
Well, hand it to Morrell. This time the hole closes quickly. Give credit to Tonnages when they are making a tackle at the line of scrimmage. It's usually Cooper Tonnages that's making that play.
Well, Tonnages has done a great job. You know, the hardest thing in the world is the backup center, Doug. I mean, you want to talk about a pressure position when you run out of the pistol and the gun the way Ord does. So he's already made his money today.
No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 here for Aurora at their own 37-yard line, already leading this football game 21-7 in the C1 final. Shireman empties the backfield. Looking down the middle, the pass is going to be complete in stride, tripped up at the 45-yard line, Ryan Willis. And making the tackle for the Chanticleers is Clayton Shoemaker. I'll tell you what, a half step short is all that Aurora needs today to convert. Ord again there, but a half step behind, they make the immediate tackle.
That was a great job by Shoemaker because in the seam, that's usually a touchdown. That was a fantastic job.
First down and 10, Aurora on the move again, and we are going to get a timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Taking care of you since 1994. We're there when you need us, specializing in you. The Chanticleers want to slow it down defensively. 5:34 to go in the first half. Aurora 21, Ord 7.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
First and 10, Aurora, coming out of the Ord timeout. Morrell up the middle, 35, and brought down right at the first down marker, just enough to move the sticks at the 30-yard line. The Huskies on the move up 21-7.
Yeah, and it's just kind of whatever they want right now, Doug. The run game is going to continue to be there because Ord has had to commit so much to the pass, there's just nothing left in the box.
So we go five wide again. Empty backfield. Trips to the right side. Morale in the slot. Shireman looks left. Pump fake. Now is going to go to the secondary receiver. Complete there to Ryan Willis to the 25. And with enough seam, he's able to get to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. For 3 seconds of that play, you got a receiver standing out there like he's running now screen, just standing there. And there has to be a defender stand with him while all the rest of it's taking place behind him. That's tough.
Second down, Shireman to throw, looking right, look over the middle of the field into double coverage, and that is incomplete. He took a shot there, and a penalty flag going to come in the end zone on the pass to Jordan Stevenson.
Yeah, just tried the over route there and kind of ran into the, it wasn't necessarily double covered. The one guy was running with him, and it ran right to the safety.
Knocked away by Ulrich. And they call pass interference on Ord. Half the distance to the goal from the 23-yard line.
And that will be a first down.
So Aurora, 12 yards away from putting up their 27th point of the football game.
The 12-yard line,
boy, Ord deserves a payback on that one. That was a 50-50 at the best. So the Huskies, who don't need the benefit of a call, might have gotten one there. Quads to the right side, wide receiver screen, complete out here to Cy Bullerman at the 10 to the 5, and he'll be shoved out of bounds at the 3, a gain of 9.
Fantastic blocking there by the Aurora Huskies. That was just bubble screen, and the leverage that Ord's playing with, all the Aurora receivers had to do is step up and kind of just pin inside. That was very well executed by Aurora.
So, second and one at the 3. They'll give it to Morale. He is hit at the line of scrimmage. On his back, Brent Cook, and he will go nowhere. Might have even lost a half a yard.
Yeah.
It'll be third down and 2 at the 4.
Really good defense there by Ord. Ord still has plenty of pep in their step. When they're given the opportunity to make a play, they're making them.
Again, trips to the short side. Absolutely nobody to the left side. They'll fake it. They want to throw. Rolling out Shireman. Doesn't know what to do with it. Now into the corner, and it's caught. Touchdown. Boy, he's got great vision. This time he's going to find his tight end, Nate Boricher. And Boricher hauls it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, Boricher's the guy they wanted the whole time. He's going to come from the right side. He'll get right on the end line in the end zone, and he's going to try to run as fast as he can to meet the boot. The pressure, Holbert put some pressure on Shireman there, and that's what made it take a little longer for the ball to come out. Borkature did a great job just continuing to work across the end zone.
5 points, bank touchdown, a 4-yard pass, Shireman to Borkature. Now the extra point kick by Hunter, and this one is going to be up and in. 4:04 to go here in the first half. Aurora 28, Ord 7. This is the C1 State Championship on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Well, the Aurora Huskies doing what they've done all season long, and that is put up points and move the football. And they have the largest first half lead that anyone has had so far here this week in the state championships. Mullen was up 20-0 yesterday. Now a 21-point lead for Aurora. And the kick away, and right at the goal line and into the end zone again by about a half a yard. So last time Ord got it out to the 42. This time they'll have to start at the 20-yard line with 4:04 to go. Ord's got time, but we all know when you're trying to beat number one, you can't try to come from behind by 21 points in the second half, and that's where Ord is sitting right now.
Well, Ord's in a spot right now where when you talk about they have time, they need to use this time. They've been kind of their own enemy here in how they've handled some of their drives. They need to use some time and methodically go down the field.
Yeah, they need points. Ulrich going to keep it himself around the left side, finds a little hole, nice block, 25, gets across to the 27-yard line. So maybe the 28, a gain of 8, Aurora gang tackles there at the end. Among those off the bottom of the pile is Brendan Barger. But a nice gain by Ulrich, who has a 1,500, 1,300 run pass throughout the year. It'll be second and two.
Yeah, plays like that, they're good enough man to a man, Doug.
Three in the backfield. Fake the handoff to one, hand it off to the first man, and nowhere to go for Clayton Shoemaker, the fullback. And unfortunately for Ord, he's going to be shoved backwards about a yard. It'll be third and three, third and three and a half.
Yeah, not sure here, but again, it's a situation where I feel like, you know, Clayton Shoemaker's ran the ball for 53 yards on the season. This thing needs to be about Hobart and Ehrlich.
Trips to the right side. Ulrich, quarterback draw. Looked like nobody went at the same time, and he is not going to get the first down. He got a couple, but he is stopped at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, it's in short.
That play looked a little weird.
I go for it simply because right now it doesn't matter whether Aurora gets it on their own 20 or your 20. They're going to score.
The center snapped the ball. None of the offensive linemen moved. And it is fourth and two, and Ord actually is leaving their offense in there right now with 2:35 remaining here in the first half on their own 28. Ulrich out of the shotgun. He takes it. He follows his lead blocker, and he is going to get across the 30-yard line and have enough for the first down. So the gamble this time pays off. A gain of 3.5. Aurora saying that he didn't get it, but they're already moving the sticks.
Yeah, they picked everything up and were ready to roll. Use the clock here. I really believe that, Doug.
Well, this is where I understand what you're saying, but and we'll run the play here. Handoff looking to keep that clock running and drop behind the line of scrimmage is Stevens. So that's what they're doing, they're running the clock, but Ord has to score. If Ord hadn't scored before halftime, it didn't matter if they run the clock or not. I mean, you're going to get beat. You're disagreeing with me. What's the difference between 56-7 and 20?
Because the reason it's gotten to 28-7 is because you
have
drives.
Because Ord can't move the ball. Ord can't move the ball. Aurora, 28-7. Hand it off. So we'll disagree. We'll fight it out at halftime. Hand it off to Ulrich's going to keep it this time over the left side.
Yeah, does a nice job. Ulrich does there. They've got to get him outside. He's good outside. He's good outside on option. The single no-lead run game in the A-gap, Ord's struggling with. They're doing well on any type of misdirection or option stuff out on the edge. And I think that's where they need to keep it.
And Aurora will call timeout because they force 3rd and 12. They'll have an opportunity to get the ball back with maybe about a minute and a half if they can make the stop here on 3rd down. 3rd and 12, 1:42 to go in the first half. Aurora leads Ord 28-7. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Synergize from Ag Explorer International is your all-in-one drip control, defoamer, surfactant, and ammonium salts with a water conditioner and absorption activator. Synergize is the number one AMS replacement on the market. Over 30 million acres worldwide have made the right choice with Synergize. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical today for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, Enzone, and other great products from Ag Explorer International. 308-468-6206.
Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. Brought to you by B&B Carpet. On 3rd and 12, Ulrich stands in the pocket, throws sideline route, completed the 32, 35, and not able to keep his balance, falling out of bounds short of the first down at the 38-yard line was Jaden Riley. He had room to run, but just kind of lost his balance and fell out of bounds. It'll be fourth down and two.
Yeah, he did. There wasn't anybody around. He was going to get the first down. I like the play call. They ran a concept out of trips where they ran everybody off and allowed him to stay.
Chanticleers will go for it. Ulrich out of the pistol. Now they look over to the sideline, see what the play call is. Shift the back. Ulrich on option. He's going to make the pitch out here to Stevens, and Stevens is going to be shoved out of bounds, short of the first down at the 39-yard line. And Aurora is fired up. The stick made by Rylan Willis.
Yeah, that was a nice play. They got it strung out. They'd had success with that earlier. Come back to it here. No good.
So Aurora will take over first and 10 at the Ord 39 with a minute 31 to go here in the third quarter, already leading it 28-7, trying to get this puppy put away by halftime. Ord does get the ball to start the second half, but they've got to find a way to come up with a stop. They do have a pick, and they have forced one punt, but Aurora's already in that four-down territory mode. They'll go with the five wideouts. Put Morrell in the slot to the left. Stack the two wides, both right and left. Shireman rolls to his left. There's a lot of room here. He's trying to find some running room. 35-30, and then they knock him down out of bounds, I believe. It's enough for a first down at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, and they took ran Quentin Reese off late and brought Stenson Bredhauer in real late. I'm not sure. It was like they made a big deal of it. They did not like what they had, and it was all the way across the field.
So first and 10 for Aurora at the 27 of the Chanticleers. Shireman inside draw this time and making a move at the 25. Morrell to the 20. He's spun down right there. And it'll be second down at about 3 yards to go. And Aurora, plenty of time. Doesn't have to hurry. Doesn't have to burn a timeout. They'll be able to snap this with a little under a minute to go here before halftime. Second and 3.
Yeah, Jesse Ulrich did a nice job to come up and make that tackle.
Shireman takes the snap, rolls to his left. Plenty of players in the field. Oh, and a nice sack coming through there and getting him is Stevens at the 30-yard line. Shireman, usually pretty good about throwing back across the body. That's what he looked to do. Didn't like what he had. And Shireman drops him back at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, they ran the same play they'd run on the touchdown before, Doug, where he just rolled out and was letting the receiver drag to him. But it wasn't going to work because Tommy Stevens was coming and didn't let up, and he didn't know Tommy Stevens was trucking behind him. Now this is good. 25-24. The clock's ticking here.
Third and 14 at the 31-yard line. Bubble screen. They've been successful out here. It's a double pass. That was a forward pass. That's a touchdown.
Yeah, that was double bubble all the way. Always you tell your official, you walk over and tell him, hey, and before the game, you tell him we're going to do it, and you tap your guy on his side. We're going to throw this twice so he can let his guy on the other side know.
And wide open down the football field is Morrell on the pass from Cy Bullerman. He threw it about a half yard behind the line of scrimmage, and Aurora able to make it 34-7. Boy, at first look, wasn't expecting a play like that, but Aurora has probably had to go to their bag of tricks much this year. And the extra point kick by Ryan Hunter. Placement down, the boot is away, and Hunter is 5 for 5. 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Aurora 35, Ord 7 of the C1 State Championship, brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer. We'll have the kickoff after this.
Even after 38 years, we still start early every morning in every Amigos kitchen to make the foods and flavors you love. We're chopping fresh vegetables, mixing Amigos' famous ranch dressing and salsas, slow-cooking pinto beans, steaming the rice, mixing up batches of homemade guacamole, and grilling the marinated chicken. Your made-to-order items start with real people making real food. It's not the easiest way, just the best. At Amigos, where made from scratch is our recipe.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on ESPN Radio. And Aurora up 35-7, 21-0 run here in the second quarter of play over the Chanticleers, making their first ever appearance in a state final.
Run one back here. Just a shock play where you can just electrify your kids and your crowd.
See what Ryan Hunter, can he get it into the end zone yet again? This one going to be kicked to a different quadrant of the Chanticleers. Stevens can't handle it. It bounces off of him and goes into the end zone. So Ord will get it at the 20-yard line. And so for the first time in the five state championships, Larry, you're going to have a team going to the locker room in full control of a football game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Every phase. If you're Ord, Ord's offense is good enough. There's no question. And athletically, that offense is good enough right now. I think they've just got to get back to doing kind of what they've done and at a pace that is manageable.
Well, Sydney in a blowout in the playoffs put up 21, but outside of that, the only team to score more than 18 points all year was Pierce, and Aurora's got 35 here in the first half, and Hallrick's just going to play it safe. He'll hand it off, and then there's a penalty flag. Stevens, 25, 27-yard line.
You know, the interesting piece is Pierce would have done that the exact opposite way of this. Pierce would have done it running it.
So the Chanticleers get an illegal block. And, boy, from there, being up 7-6 and then getting the tip pick interception and thinking, hey, maybe, it has been absolutely zero anything for Ord since that moment.
Well, when it went 14-7, you know, we said at that point, Aurora got the ball after another stop and said, this really is going to be the key moment in the game. And Ord struggled in that spot, and the Avalanche has started.
Clock running. Last play. Pitch play out here to Stevens, and he'll make it out to the 15-yard line, a gain of 4, and that will take us to halftime. So the Aurora Huskies have scored 29 unanswered, and well on their way to a state championship, the first in C1, the third in school history. It is currently Aurora 35 and Ord 7. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. And as we do before we go into halftime, it's something that we expected that Aurora could do, and Baylor Shireman has went out here so far, thrown for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, I really think it's a matter of Ord hitting the reset button here a little bit. They need to change a couple of the things they're doing. Athletically, Doug, they're good enough. Many times you get in these games and you just flat are outmatched athletically. Your line isn't big enough, or you're not fast enough. Ord has every bit enough speed and every bit enough toughness and size. They just need to recalibrate the way they're doing a couple of things, and I think they could be fined and crawl back in this thing. You saw Aurora go through a period and a little stretch in that game where they struggled, where they didn't catch it. Maybe they made a couple mistakes. Ord can put them in that position to have that happen.
Well, the Chanticleers will have a tall, tall task, and you know, when you are playing in a state championship, you go into a halftime basketball game down 23. Your dauber is going to be down. It's going to take all the words of inspiration sometime for some of the players in a locker room like this just aren't going to get them pumped up again.
Yeah, but the thing is, as a coach, you look them straight in the face and say, look, when it was 7-6, did you think you were good enough? And when they say yes, did Aurora go get a bunch of new players between then and now?
It's a great way to put it.
Like, legitimately, spit the pacifier out and let's go.
Great point. Great point. We can put that to every halftime of every sport when somebody's down more than they need to be. Larry Baker, Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio, and we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Soil is a living organism that changes year to year, which means soil fertility can vary widely across the field. Don't let this be a limiting factor in reaching your high yield goals. At Aurora Co-op, they know that grid soil sampling is the foundation to a solid fertility program. Knowing what's going on is important because it helps you build the right plan and utilize your dollars wisely. Aurora Co-op's agronomic experts can help you build the right plan for your acres. To learn more, contact one of their agronomy team members today. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages and Aurora here in the C1 State Championship. All over the Chanticleers aboard on the scoreboard by a score of 35-7, 275 yards compared to 86 right now in this football game. And the high-octane offense, the record-setting offense for Coach Peterson. One thing about them, they have been at the top of the mountain. They've been preseason number one all year long. Everybody has taken their shot at them. They played a Class B playoff team in Grand Island Northwest, but they got out of the gate, and they beat some perennial powers like Kearney Catholic and Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest and Boone Central Newman Grove, who was in the state finals last year, 48-7. They took out Wahoo. The only two Wahoo losses of the year were to Aurora. So they did play some pretty good football teams, and they blasted some pretty good football teams with this offense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the Stars ended up not being who they've been in the past. I understand that. But that week two score made everybody, like me and my coaches always, we get in the garage after the game and we do scores on Friday night. And when it came 60-21, we all went, whoa, like, oh, whoa. And I get it, Kearney Catholic didn't end up being kind of who they'd been, but that was a big one, I thought.
Well, things broke down four games already, including the fifth one in the six-man championship on a Friday night in Kearney, where Wilcox Hildreth was able to get the victory over Hay Springs and bring home the championship. Earlier today, we had a dandy here in Class C2 between Centennial and Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, it was a fantastic football game. You had really kind of the fun part of it was you had Centennial very much new 2010s, 2020s type football, all 10 personnel, one back, no tight ends type stuff, with lots of fancy scheme and really good concepts. Then you had what we all have known going back to the 80s, iPro football, all 21 and 22 personnel, two backs, two tight ends, sometimes even 32 personnel, three backs and two tight ends, smash into each other, and in 48 minutes they still couldn't decide who was the winner, tied at 21. Right, and we thought it would be the case. Norfolk Catholic gets the ball to start the overtime, smash in two plays, touchdown, kick the extra point, do what you're supposed to do. And then Centennial kind of had the way they've had to climb this mountain. I mean, it ends up fourth and a million, or third and a million, and then fourth and somewhat short, and then they go for two to win. So Centennial in a fantastic contest.
Yeah, the game-winning touchdown and two-point conversion from Wyatt Ellers to Jackson Hirschfeld, and Hirschfeld made a great leaping catch. Dylan Couts kind of held in check from the run game standpoint for Norfolk Catholic. Still played well, but was held in check.
Well, yeah, I mean, 225 yards is what he averages on the year, Doug. And he comes in here and barely gets over 100. So I would say that's absolutely held in check. And I would agree with you, played well. I still think that it came down to it was the first time, heck, maybe in 2 years, that Norfolk Catholic played an offensive and defensive line that looked like theirs. They kind of were able to look in the mirror when they were looking across the line there.
Yeah, and maybe bigger and better, as the case was today.
Yeah, and just more of them. You know, Piper was great, and then they had the other 315-pounder, but other than that, maybe they were somewhat mortal. That O-line, those five guys and those four guys on that defensive front for Centennial were kind of cloned.
Then tonight, Omaha Scutt and Scott's Bluff. You'll hear it here on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:15.
Yeah, it really should be a really good game. I think, as we've said coming through this, Scutt looks like Scutt of old. They do what they do, and they do it really well. Scott's Bluff runs kind of an old-school wing T offense, but they'll do it with some kind of spread concept. It's kind of a hybrid offense. They're tough. They're big. They'll have probably, or at least by recruiting wise, the best guy on the field tonight. Garrett Nelson, of course, the early enrollee, Husker recruit. He'll play defensive line, kind of play a DN, five tech over the tackle. He can be tough to deal with. My guess is what you'll see tonight is they're going to read him like crazy. They're just going to veer him. They won't block him. They'll read him and try to go from there. And then on offense, they line him up in the backfield and just have him go dust people as a blocker.
Yesterday had some pretty good football games as well. The closest ones were the last two as Omaha Burke came back to beat Grand Island. Creighton held off Burwell. And, of course, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. Burwell and Ord only 17 miles apart, and both of them here. Aurora and Grand Island right down the road from each other, both of them here. So an opportunity for fans to come watch their football teams and maybe one more.
Yes, Central Nebraska really has been represented well, Doug, from that perspective. And then you also have a couple far western teams with Scotts Bluff and Mullen being represented. So when you really think about this, and it does not always happen this way, the state this year was represented here in these 2 days in Lincoln, really from border to border.
We'll take a break, be back with the first half stats and some of the other day's sporting news. Halftime of the C1, it's Aurora 35 and Ord 7 here on ESPN.
If your last new car dealing resembled a full contact martial art and not near as much fun, Friesen Ford in Aurora says come find out what low-pressure customer-based auto dealing is all about. The same is true for service and parts. In this day and age where nobody knows your name, Friesen Ford in Aurora are greeting more and more folks by their name. It's called Friendly Friesen. Friesen Ford, Aurora.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Now we're back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Here's a look at the first half stats of today's C1 State Championship game. For Ord, Jesse Ulrich, 9 carries, 29 yards. Tommy Stevens, 7 carries for 21 yards. Dalton Halber, just a couple of carries. 19 overall carries for 50 yards for the Chanticleers. And through the air, Ulrich, 3 of 7 for 36 yards and the one interception. So 50 on the ground, 36 through the air. That's only 86 yards for Orr.
Yeah, and I think, Doug, maybe one of the stories of today is what's wrong with Holbert. This is a kid that has been really important to them. Had a nice touchdown run last week. He's had a lot of big yards, which has taken a lot of pressure off Ulrich. Did he come in here with an injury that we just maybe don't know about because we just haven't seen him?
Yeah, no doubt about it. On the sideline, more than you would have anticipated. And it didn't appear that they were, you know, working on him or anything like that. So we'll see. And now with a 28-point deficit in the second half, how much, if somebody is banged up, you don't want to just throw it away here today. 3 penalties on the Chanticleers for 27 yards, 5 first downs. They're 0 of 5 on third down. They were 1 of 2 on fourth down. They ran 26 plays to Aurora's 40, but time of possession, 13:43 for Ord and 10:17 for Aurora.
Yeah, they were able to rectify that in the second quarter, late in the second quarter. The problem was they went through that period where they had those, there were 2 or 3 different drives that were like less than a minute or two, and it let Aurora get going.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Huskies of Aurora. You have Baylor Shireman 15-22 for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns. Then on the wide receiver pass, Cy Bullerman, a 31-yard touchdown. So 184 yards through the air and 4 touchdowns. Caleb Morrell, 13 carries, 84 yards and a touchdown. Shireman, 3 carries for 7 yards. 17 rushes, 91 yards for Aurora. 184 through the air, that's 275 yards of total offense. Good enough for 17 first downs. They have just 1 5-yard penalty. They're 4 of 6 on third down. They're 1 of 1 on fourth down. Cade Reichert, the leading receiver, although 5 catches for 42 yards. You have 5 different receivers that have multiple catches for 22 yards or more.
Yeah, they, and when you look at their season stats, it's been that way. They spread them around. If there's one thing I'm really impressed with Aurora with right now, it's how clean at which and efficient they're playing. They're not committing penalties. They're not turning it over, making mistakes. I will argue that the one turnover that they have boiled down to or just flat being better versus a mistake that Aurora made in that spot. So that has been pretty impressive in how efficient they've been.
On the defensive side of the football, Ord's tackling is led by Clayton Shoemaker. 8 tackles, 6 of them are solo. Jesse Ulrich and Brett Cook each have 5. Then you look at Aurora, and they are led defensively in this football game by Stevenson, as he has picked up 5 tackles. 2 of those are solo for Jordan Stevenson. Also, Trevor Dvorak and Carter Pursley have 5 tackles. Ryan Willis and Ryan Hunter have 4 apiece in this football game. At the half, it is 35-7. Aurora leading the Chanticleers of Ord. Ord will get the ball to start the second half. We still have a little while before the second half gets underway, so want to check out what else is going on in the world of sports nationally. Not a whole lot of craziness going on today. This week, a lot of college basketball in the afternoon. Don't forget, we will have Husker basketball tonight on the Breeze 94.5. They've got a chance to win the Hall of Fame Classic down the road in Kansas City. It's an 8:30 tip-off on the Breeze, and it is Nebraska taking on Texas Tech, both undefeated on the season.
Yeah, Texas Tech undefeated, rolling here a little bit. How about all the three-pointers that you talked about that Nebraska's cashed in on last night?
13 in the ball game, shot 51%, had good balanced scoring on the season, and now Nebraska gets a chance to, even if it is only a 4-team tournament, to win one.
Yes.
Go get a couple of wins down in Kansas City.
It's an important season for this program in a lot of ways.
The Hastings College women's basketball team will host Bellevue University tonight, 6 o'clock on 1230 a.m. KHAS. UNK women beat Bethel College last night, 91-46, and they will be home this weekend. In other sports, in volleyball, Nebraska remains number 6 in the Division I coaches poll as they get ready to wrap up the regular season this weekend. Creighton holds on to the number 9 spot. Hastings is off to the NAIA National Tournament. They will be in Pool F with Trinity Christian, Ottawa, Kansas, and Missouri Baptist, the top 2 teams in advance on to the November 30th single elimination pool. And the IFL announced that San Diego Strikeforce will join the Indoor Football League with the Nebraska Danger. The Danger releasing their schedule. They'll open on February 23rd at home against Bismarck, and they will have home games against Sioux Falls, Tucson, Green Bay, Cedar Rapids, and the Quad Cities. They go to Green Bay a couple of times. They also go to Bismarck, Sioux Falls, Arizona, and out to San Diego.
Think they'll let them fly to San Diego?
Yeah, Charlie Bosselman, that's what you wanted to see, wasn't it? Right there. So that's where we are at, and we will take a break and be back with more. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Aurora up at the half over Ord by a score of 35-7 here in the C1 State Championship.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Yep, nope, they're going to.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So Ward will get the ball to start the third quarter. We've talked about it a little bit. They've had some good kick returns, so Aurora's Ryan Hunter wants to get that ball into the end zone like he has a couple three times and not allow Ward to get a good return and get any kind of momentum started.
Well, yeah, that's a big deal because when Ord's had the opportunity to return the ball, it's been out towards that between 30 and about 40, 45-yard line. You just would rather kick the thing into the end zone. It's easier on your players. They don't have to run down quite as hard. You don't have to make a tackle, make a hit, and do all of the business.
Well, we are looking forward to see what the Chanticleers can get done here, see if they can get their offense moving along, and see if Aurora's offense will change. And again, then on the other side of this, Larry, Aurora gets another touchdown. We're talking the 35-point rule. We're talking the running clock. And I think one of those things, I don't know how you put it. You talked about what you would say to your team at halftime. Whatever happens here in the second half, you're going to pick up this program for the next 50 years, and you're going to look in the back, and you're going to look at the day that you were here in Lincoln playing in the state football final. You don't want it to say you lost, but you want it to say you competed. And Ord's competed very hard. They want to come out here and make this a very good second half.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, but going to tell you that silver medal, if that's whichever one of these two teams ends up with it, hangs above the mantle. And somebody, you know, you'll always say you're in a state final. Yeah, we got beat. Nobody will ever look at you and go, running clock, no running clock. You know, this is experience of a lifetime. I do completely understand what you're saying, and you're not wrong. You got to find a way to do that. I think there's a big piece of this that's up to the adults to put the kids in a spot to be able to compete here.
So, again, Ord banged up. They lost Ethan Gabriel right at the very beginning of the football game on Aurora's first score on a two-point conversion. We talked about Dalton Hulbert not playing very much here in the first half. We did see a couple of good things. I mean, Tommy Stevens played well. He's the one that also deflected it. Riley Warner got the pick. Ulrich really hasn't done anything wrong. He has the one interception, but Aurora knows who to watch for, especially if Hulbert's not in there.
And that was what I was just going to say. Part of Ulrich's production, I think, is because Hulbert's not there. Hulbert's a tough kid, man. I mean, this is a real tough kid.
We're ready to get the second half underway, and Ryan Hunter boots the football away. This will be returnable, taken at the 10-yard line, up the seam to the 15, trying to go all the way left to right, 20, 25, and out to the 26, the 27-yard line.
The ball came out.
Aurora knocks the ball loose, but the officials say that Ord jumped back on top of it.
I didn't see any beanbags come out. That's always the telltale sign.
So Tommy Stevens getting a lot of play out there right now, just a sophomore for the Chanticleers.
Yeah, and Tommy Stevens is a good football player. You know, some of these great big linemen they have aren't all seniors. Because Ord's every bit as big, maybe bigger.
So it'll be first down and 10, Chanticleers. Trailing 35-7 to start the second half. They'll start at their own 27-yard line. And Ulrich will take the snap, throw it out here, quick little catch at the 35-yard line, and hauling it in is Campese. He'll get out to the 38, and that's enough for the first down. These are the small things that Ord's got to click on, and it was open, a little cushion there from the Aurora defense.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was really nice. You got to keep his eyes open, though. That's the route that he threw the pick on earlier.
And the Chanticleers motioning again. Clayton Shoemaker. This time Ulrich, a little sprint pass out here to Lammers. Completed the 40 and a great open field tackle there by Reichert after a two-yard gain.
Yeah, Reichert made a great play there because that was run-pass option there. He got out here on the edge, and it's just like a long pitch. And Reichert got there to make that tackle.
Trips to the left. Chanticleers trying to go quick here. Hulbert in as the back off the right side. They'll fake it. Ulrich will keep it right side on the option to the 45, to the 47. And a nice start here by the Chanticleers at the 48-yard line, right at the first down marker. And they'll move the chains again.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, two consecutive first downs. It looks to me like maybe Aurora won a state championship at the half in their minds, legitimately.
Come out of here, play a little soft. Ulrich to throw again. Ooh, and it's picked off, and it's going to be returned for a touchdown by Cade Reichert. 30, 25, 20, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Aurora.
Yeah, went through the receiver's hands, but that was exactly the piece again. The linebacker just dips right into the window. They're just filling zone holes is all that's happening there.
So Reichert with a receiving touchdown. Now he's got a pick six. And Aurora out here. Of course, we had that to start the third quarter in our C2 game, which made the game a little bit closer. Centennial got the pick six to pull within one. This the other way around. And the extra point now for Hunter is on the way, and it's toward the left upright this time, but still good. He is perfect on the PATs. 10:58 to go in the C1 Championship's third quarter. A 54-yard pick six makes it Aurora 42. The Orange Chanticleers 7, our 5 Points Bank touchdown brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, Kearney.
5 Points Bank has been your hometown bank for over 40 years, and now you can take us wherever you go. Mobile Deposit allows you to deposit checks from your smartphone or tablet with our free business banking app. And never pay for an ATM charge again with our MoneyPass app. It maps out ATMs near you that won't charge a fee because of its partnership with 5 Points Bank. We're here to serve you in person and online, and that's why we're the better bank.
Do you need transmission repair on your four-wheel drive truck or SUV? How about your two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive vehicle for work or school? Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. Over the years, TBK Transmissions has repaired thousands of four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, and transfer cases, foreign or domestic. Put your trust in TBK. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
And welcome back to high school football. After a 45-yard interception return, officially by our, now they change it to 55, that sounds right, 55-yard interception return by Cade Reichert. Aurora ready to boot the football away again. Tough one there for the Chanticleers. They got out, they'd moved the football right down the field to start the third quarter, and then it went right through the receiver's hands, and there was nobody there but Aurora red and white. Kick is away, and that's the best one of the day for Ryan Hunter, driving the Chanticleers 7 yards deep in their end zone, and Ord will take over at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, Ord had moved the ball in the way they wanted to. I mean, that offense was really working the way they like to do things, both with the run and the pass. When you throw a lot of slants, you have to be careful because it's actually the easiest thing to defend once somebody gets on to your to the way you're doing it. You also tell receivers you have to catch them because if you don't, too many defenders in the area.
Ulrich will turn, hand the ball off on the right side. We've got a penalty flag right at the point of attack. A gain of 2 to the 22, but that's always a hold or a face mask.
Yeah, it? I saw it. It's a tackle. Now Holbert's back in.
Looks like they're going to call a chop block.
That's even worse. Had somebody high load. So you were engaged up top blocking them, and somebody then cut them. That's a big penalty.
Kind of a mass of humanity in there. Might have got rolled into, too. But that'll be a half the distance to the goal penalty now for the Chanticleers, and they'll be backed up at around their 11-yard line. First down and 19 for Ord. In motion will be Campese. They'll go with a little jet sweep to him, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped. Aurora and Rylan Willis there on the tackle.
Yeah, Willis does a nice job with his lateral movement left to right there. And just stays on his back pocket. You always are taught to stay on the ball carrier's back pocket so he can't cut you back and then just keep closing the distance.
So it'll be second down and 19. Ulrich out of the shotgun. Again, motion. Jet sweep action fakes it. No, he does hand it off. It's going to be a pass into the flat, and that ball is picked off again by Reichert trying to get it to Jaden Riley at the 35-30. Then he fumbles the football, and it's still picked up by Aurora, and Willis is going to cover it at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, beautiful play, kind of jet sweep, and they threw off of it, and he was open, but the ball was underthrown. Reichert's going to pick her up, fumble it, and then just, and it was kind of interesting. Usually after that thing gets fumbled a second time, somebody jumps on it. Nope, Ryan Willis picked it up and tried to score with it. He said, this is my turn.
Yeah, Jaden Riley, the ball was underthrown. He went through for Ord and popped it loose, but it went right back into the hands of the Huskies. So Ord tried something, and not much of what they're trying is working right now. And the Huskies, again, will have the short field here as they take over at the Ord 29-yard line.
Yeah, that was a good play call. Hard to throw the ball that far downfield running full speed the other direction.
Shireman takes the snap, hands it off to Morrell. Morrell off right side, gets a couple to the 27-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. Chanticleers continue to gang tackle out there. Stevens is in on the tackle.
Yeah, Aurora's run game is not exceptional. It's serviceable. It's enough. You have to defend it.
And that's kind of what really was part of what got things going for Aurora. They ran it, no linebackers. Then Ord had to respect that. Then the passing game got even more efficient for Shireman. Shireman takes the snap, wants to throw again. Rolling to his left, fires it towards the end zone. He's got his tight end open again. Touchdown, Borkature. 27 yards, Borkature, his second touchdown reception.
Yeah, they've just done a tremendous job with that, has Aurora, bringing the receiver from the right side to the left side, and they just kind of slow boot or slow roll Shireman out to give him a chance to get there. Doug, that's a very hard route to cover because you move through so many zones. For that to work, you really need to get pressure to the quarterback.
5 points, bank touchdown, the 27-yard pass from Shireman to Borkature, and the extra point now on the way, and the kick is up, and it is good again from Hunter. So your score with 8:35 to go in the third quarter, Aurora 49 and Ord 7. We're back with more on ESPN in a moment.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Ag Explorer International is providing the agriculture industry with the highest quality products at the best value, like NutriPak with its state-of-the-art chemistry. NutriPak increases growth activity in the four major parts of plant development: roots, stems, leaves, and fruit. If it is green and grows, NutriPak is a product for you. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, and Endzone from Ag Explorer, 308-468-6206.
Well, a fourth touchdown pass for Baylor Shireman here in the state championship game. And Aurora on cruise control. Our state finals brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium. Aurora, number one all season long, and end up at number one as they have this totally in control at 49-7 over the Chanticleers. One of those where maybe Wahoo ends up being ranked second and Ord ends up fourth or fifth in the rankings, even though they were here in the state finals.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes. That gets a little bit goofy in how that goes down.
And with no East or West anymore, that used to kind of be the deal. All the teams in the East perceived to be better if the West didn't hold in the finals. Here's the kick away, taken at the 7-yard line, up the left side to the 15-20. Big hole, 25-30, 35-40, one-on-one, 50. Down the left sideline, 40 to the 30, and brought down is Jaden Riley at the 22-yard line, and something real positive for the Chanticleers.
That's fantastic, and again, you get to see the entire bench area just erupt, and the fans on the other side, the whole town gets to go nuts. Sometimes it's just one or two things like that that can get you going.
And the touchdown saving tackle by Levi Van Pelt for the Huskies. And Ord now, first down and 10. They will start at the 24-yard line of Aurora. Jesse Ulrich turning, talking to Stevens behind him. Got both backs in the backfield now with twins right, single to the short side, left. Quarterback option to the left side, and Ulrich, too many white jerseys, gets dropped at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and Doug, the all-class state record for most touchdown passes thrown in a single playoff game is 5. And here he sits with 4.
Is that by another Husky named Brockmeyer?
No. I actually, when I looked it up, I did think that's who it was going to be.
Second out of 10. Ulrich, ball at the 25-yard line for the Chanticleers of Aurora, trying to get their second touchdown, 40 3 unanswered points by the Huskies.
I think Brockmeyer went nuts in a Shrine Bowl, wouldn't
he? Yes, he did. High snap, Ulrich. He's going to keep it around left end, tries short side, gets to the 20-yard line, and that's where he'll be gang tackled right there, a gain of about 4.5.
Yeah, 2 really nice blocks there.
Trying to find some room on the short side. Good pursuing tackles there by Colazo, Stevenson, and company. Call it 3rd down and 7 here.
You need to get half again, something like that. 3 to 4 would be perfect.
Well, give credit as well to Aurora's defense. It's all about their offense, offense, offense. Their defense has been up to the task here. Ulrich on read. He's going to go ahead and give the handoff, and there is nowhere to go for Stevens. He is going to be dropped the line of scrimmage. Fight off of that. Get across the 20. Did pick up a couple after contact. It always seems like if you hand it off and the quarterback is untouched, that that was always going to be there. There was a pretty big hole for Ulrich, but the defenders were tracking the ball the entire way.
Yeah, and Ulrich doesn't have the setup touches like we thought he would have coming into today.
So Ord will go for it, of course. 4th down and 6 at the Aurora 20-yard line after the huge kickoff return. Now they got to get a 1st down. Ulrich to throw. Pressure backside and down the line of scrimmage. It's going to be incomplete trying to get it to Stevens, and he was hit as he threw it.
That was a backwards pass, Doug. I think that's going to get spotted right there.
So Aurora will take over on downs. The Chanticleers still just over 100 yards of total offense and 7 first downs in this football game. So the Huskies take over with 5:30. The running clock, of course, here with the 35 or more point lead, and they are up 49-7.
And Aurora is going to trot out here, 80 to go. 5:15 left in the 3rd quarter. Clock is running, of course. There is a running clock here, so even in the change of possession, it didn't stop.
Shireman with the 3 wideouts gives it to Morrell. Morrell is going to come forward to about the 23-yard line, holding on with first contact. There is Cooper Tonagis.
Cooper Tonagis has played a great football game today.
Ward has definitely had some guys plug the holes. It's just they need a couple more out there on defense, as everybody did that played Baylor, Shireman, and Aurora this year.
Yeah, no question.
Got some equipment problems here, so we're going to have an officials timeout.
Yeah, actually, Doug, there's several guys that have thrown 5 in Class A. Jason Cahill in 1990, of course, that was the team that beat Grand Island. He did it against Omaha Westside. Jaden Kowalski from Bell West in 2015.
Quads to the right side now. Shireman, there's that bubble screen again, but this time he overshoots the intended receiver, Cy Bullerman, and also a good hit in there by the Chanticleers. Still playing tough football. Stevens over there to knock it away, and it'll be 3rd down and 7 for Aurora.
And actually in C1, it's John McClain from Shadron in 2008. So lots of guys have thrown 5. Nobody's ever thrown more.
McClain had a pretty good college career, too.
Yep.
Both of them did, if I recall the brothers.
I saw Nate Most in one of the Class Ds as well. He was pretty good for Giltner.
Not bad at all. 3rd down and 7 for Aurora, 49-7 here in the C1 final. 3:40 to go in the 3rd quarter. And a little draw. They'll get it to Morrell. Morrell gets to the 25. The Chanticleers are there. Bring him down at the 26-yard line. That'll bring up 4th down and 4. Brett Cook among those in on the tackle. Also in there was Jacob Brown and Clayton Shoemaker. And so for the 2nd time, it would appear Aurora, well, they line up like they're going to go for it on 4th and 4. Shireman with the hard count, maybe just trying to draw him off sides and get the 1st down.
Well, the key here is if he can get the returner to come up, he'll kick it over his head, see? And then he gets the roll. That's what he was trying
to
do.
Holy cow, what a punt. He is the punter as well, and he just bombs it off of a half step and takes it all the way down to about the 18-yard line. That's a 46-yard punt, and it actually backed up on him.
Yeah, and see, the key there for him is by doing the fakey fake, it gets the guy to come up, the returner, and then he gets the roll, which he didn't need it. As you said, he pitching wedged it.
So the Chanticleers will take over at their own 18-yard line. Ord was up 7-6 with 1:13 to go in the 1st quarter. And that was the bright spot for the afternoon.
We're at a TV timeout. Just a really quick, interesting deal, Doug. You made the comment earlier about, you know, how you don't want it to look in the program. You know, you've got that silver medal, and you're talking to the guy at the coffee shop that we played in the finals, and we gave up a lead. They came back to beat us.
Yeah, we played the best quarterback in C1 history, set all the records, broke Matt Masker's record. One thing that was interesting, and we do have a timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, and as soon as everybody goes to the sidelines, and we're ready to come out of the timeout, but that was Stu Pospisil and Ron Powell, who are the prep sports guys for the World Herald and the Journal Star, among others. How do you handle what you put down as the records now for a career for Baylor Shireman, considering he had 3 years in Class B and 1 year in C1? Yeah, your single-season records, they go where they go, but what do you do with the career records? First down and 10 here. The Chanticleer is ready to go. Going to be a toss forward here to Hulbert. He's going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage on the forward pitch from Ulrich.
Yeah, they forgot to block the outside linebacker there all the way around. Yeah, I guess I see your point, but so what have you done to D1 and D2 guys that have switched for 1,000 years? I think that's a ridiculous argument to bring up because we've had guys switch from C1 and C2.
Back to pass, Ulrich rolling under some pressure. He wanted to go deep. There's nobody open. He's got to take the sack back at the 12-yard line.
Do you know what I mean? There's got to be that these guys that have fluctuated through D1 and D2 and C1 and C2 for 100 years.
I'm guessing most of the record holders probably weren't on the bubble. They probably didn't come up till, you know, today. I'm sure there's some other spots where you would look at receiving yards or rushing yards. There aren't a lot of teams. Now, more and more as we get to smaller schools and consolidations, where you're going to see the flip-flops. Third and 16, and they'll go straight run here to Stevens, and Stevens is going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe short to the 15.
Well, it's incredible, Doug, once you get in a spot where, and this is why records are in many ways hard to break when you're on a team like Aurora's on. The third quarter's effectively over. After they punt this, and Aurora may not get another snap in the third quarter, you get this running clock, and the game just evaporates.
Absolutely, and Aurora has had a lot of games this year where they have blown people out. And Chanticleers have to punt it away here. They'll take it, Hulbert at his own goal line, and boot it away. This one a lot lower line drive, but he is going to get the roll out of it. It's going to get to a midfield and into Aurora territory at the 48-yard line. So a 38-yard punt, no return, and that's where Aurora will take over. It's Aurora 49, Ord 7, as we are under 30 seconds and the clock running here in the C1 state championship game.
Yeah, I highly doubt we get another snap here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Aurora's just going to stand on the sidelines and let the clock expire. So we'll take it with them. State football action brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. They take a look at our field conditions, which, of course, at Memorial Stadium, what more could you ask for? Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Impact Partners and Pioneer Seed, science with service delivering success. After three quarters in the 2018 C1 State Championship game, number one Aurora leading Ord 49-7 here on ESPN Radio.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Say hey, thanks to the Nebraska State Athletic Trainers Association.
Now we are back here for more state high school football championship action tonight in Class B as Scotts Bluff and Omaha Scutt will be playing in the Class B title game at 7 o'clock tonight. Scutt looking for their fourth state championship. They've got three runners-up, three championships. Scotts Bluff has never won a state title. They were the runner-up back-to-back years in 99 and 2000.
Yeah. And, you know, you and I did the Elkhorn South game, their last runner-up, and they were thoroughly outclassed that night with Moses and that crew.
So 49-7, Aurora's going to win the C1 state championship. We still have the fourth quarter to go. Now it's just a matter of what we see from the first team offense here for the Huskies. Shireman still in. They'll take over at their own 48-yard line. New running back in the ball game is Levi Van Pelt. They'll hand it to him, and Ord swarms through and drops him for a couple of yard loss back to the 46.
Yeah, now what I do if I'm Aurora, I tell Shireman, look, Rudd, you're one short of tying a state record. We're going to give you a couple plays here to do it. If you do it, okay, and if not, you guys are done. I'm getting all these other guys in this game.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
And you're not being mean to Ord.
Nope.
That point.
You know, normally 49 points, Shireman would have had five or six touchdown passes, but they had a pick six. Morale ran one in from 20, and then they had a wide receiver pass. They'll hand it off again to Van Pelt, and he'll jump into the middle of the line and get a yard back up to the 47. It'll be third down and 11 for the Huskies.
There's a chance that the staff is not aware.
They are a 35-7 lead at the half. Reichert had a 55-yard pick six on Ord's first possession, and then Shireman hit Borkature for the second time from 27 yards out. And that was with 8:35 to go in the third quarter. We've had the running clock. Nobody scored since then. Each team has had it a couple of times. Aurora getting things set up here on third down and 11 at their own 48-yard line. Shireman with a little bit of motion. It's a double handoff. Now Shireman out on the lead block here, running the football is Cy Bullerman. He gets into Ord territory at the 45, and he'll be pushed out of bounds there after a gain of 8. And it'll be fourth down and 3.
My guess is they'll go for it here just on this side of the field. Shireman looked over and kind of held his hands out like, what do you want me to do?
Don't usually see the All-Stater out there blocking guys like that.
Yeah, he's having fun, feeling good about himself.
So it appears that they will go for it again. He is the punter. Some of the Husker football players down in the end zone watching the game right now. On fourth down, a little pitch forward, looking to get some room. Is going to be Ryan Willis to the edge, gets a block to the 40, hands the first down to the Chanticleer 35-yard line.
And that goes down as a forward pass. So it'll be interesting. I think you're going to see the subs here pretty quick, Doug.
Little things like that could have broken as a touchdown, and that's exactly what we're going to see right here. Aurora is going to go to the bench and start bringing in some of their second-team offense.
Well, I think that shows class on Aurora's coaching staff there, not chasing the record. I mean, there'd have been nothing wrong with it if they'd have done it.
In at quarterback now will be Trevor Dvorak, had the big pick earlier. You've got Trevor Kluck as the new I-back, and they'll give it to the quarterback. Dvorak's going to keep it, and he is going to be hit down again by Cooper Tonages at the 32-yard line, a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7. 9 minutes to go in the game, Aurora 49 and Ord 7.
Yeah, and this 9 minutes literally probably won't take 15 minutes to do. It'll go very quickly.
When we are done the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, we'll run down the final stats and then turn you over to the Class B game tonight at 7. Last year, Class B, York's crowning achievement. Will Scott be back on top tonight? Hand off Kluck from left to right inside the 30 to the 27. Nice gain on the play of 5 yards. It'll be third down and 2.
Yeah, those are nice little runs. This Kluck's a good football player, Doug.
So the Chanticleers continuing to battle. It's just they didn't have the guns to stay today with Aurora's offense, and nobody else did the rest of the season as well. Ward had some opportunities, and it just seemed like when they got behind, they tried a couple of things, halfback pass and so on, and just couldn't get anything to work for him after that first quarter.
Yeah, just untested.
This time, Dvorak will keep it himself. He'll find his way to the first down marker and just get inside the 25, enough to move the sticks again to 3.
I will say it. I'd love to see Scott and Aurora.
Remember Dvorak, Mr. Gary.
I would.
I don't know where you compare it. I know that Granada Northwest was ahead of Aurora in the second half and I can't quite remember if it was the fourth quarter because Northwest went through all those. They had the fourth quarter lead against everybody, York, McCook, Aurora.
Wouldn't that be an interesting game to call because it would be literally like being at a 7-on-7 tournament?
Well, in Scott's level compared to Northwest, I just don't know. Yeah, many people would want to find out. Hand off again. You know, one thing about it, I think the run in the playoffs – would have been much tougher.
No question.
Than what they had here in C1.
I mean, I'm just telling you, McCook, Scott's Bluff, York, Waverly, Schuyler. I mean, legit teams.
Yeah, even playing Northwest again, a Blair team.
Yeah.
Who knows? Aurora moving the football, looking for another score here with some of the backups, looking over at the sideline. Congratulations, Coach Kyle Peterson. This is a proud program. Hard to believe it. Well, as good as they were back in the 80s and 90s, they never really did go deep in the playoffs. And here is a tackle behind the line of scrimmage by Clayton Shoemaker, chasing down the running back from the Huskies, Trevor Cluck. And they'll drop a few yards on this one. It'll be third down and 14, moving back to the 28-yard line.
No, but you're exactly right. Going back, you know, Coach Guggemas had all those great teams, never did win a state championship.
86 was the runner-up. I just know when I was going to school, Aurora was amazing.
Oh, they were great.
81 and 86 runner-up, and then it took to 95 to get back, and then it was 08 and 09.
Coach Cool running the show there.
Yeah, I saw Coach Cool today. I said, make sure to root for Ord. He did not have much of a response. Dvorak rolling to his right, third and long. Good pressure by Tana. Just has to throw it out here. Ulrich on the coverage. It bounces in front of him as they tried to find the tight end, Daniel Elge. And the clock continues to run, even though it's incomplete because of the 35-point rule. It's 49-7 Aurora, 5:40 and running here. Fourth down and 14 for the Huskies.
Ord really hasn't been willing to empty their bench yet.
See what they do offensively here. If they can get the ball back, if they can come up with a stop on fourth and long. Dvorak, the junior, the guy that should take it over next year. He's going to go quarterback naked, keep left side. Ord doesn't pick him up. 25-20. 15, first down, brought down at the 12. A gain of 16. Just nobody accounted for the quarterback, Trevor Dvorak.
Yeah, and he's a better runner. You'll see the offense change a little bit next year.
You about have to, right?
Yeah, and that happens. You know, a really good coach will really tailor things to his own kids and not force systems. I think you're going to get a different quarterback here.
Ethan Shaw.
That's right. In.
And then you also have a different eye back in Mac Owens. He's a freshman in there. As we're down to 4.5 to go in the football game, Shaw a sophomore. Owens just to his right. Four wideouts. Clock down to 3 seconds. They're trying to get the play run. And Shaw will take it. Hand it off to Owens.
Delay. No,
the delay game will be called. So it'll be set, first down and 15.
Yeah, and they're telling him, just run it. Like it took us an hour to get it in. Will you just run the play?
Well, Aurora now can't wait to celebrate. Chanticleers would like to make another play here for their fans that made the trip up. High snap, and it's handled there by Shaw. He'll hand it off to Mac Owens. Owens turns the corner, loses the football at the 10-yard line, but it looks like Aurora jumped back on top of it,
which they did.
Jacob Settles jumps on it here, I believe it was, for the Huskies. And they'll get the 5 yards they lost on the delay of game. It'll be second and 10 at the Ord 12. 4 minutes to go in the game. Aurora 49, Ord 7.
And they're trying to get this figured out a little bit. It's always a little bit of a challenge.
Long drive Aurora here, even with the running clock. Jet sweep motion. They fake that, hand it straight off again to Owens, and he is met in the backfield for a loss of a yard on the play. Chanticleers are there with Cook. And also in there was Zach Smith.
Yeah, a lot of those regulars are still there. Holbert's still there.
11 yards to go.
I know Ord would like to keep Aurora out of the end zone, but they were kind of hoping to do that a series or two ago so that they could get their offense back out there one more time. Third and 11. Owens, handoff, hit again. Tana just drops him. He had no chance as he swarmed at the 17-yard line. Cook's back there. Holbert's back there. Also back there is Jacob Brown. So it'll be fourth down and 15 to go. what could be the final offensive play of the season for Aurora if they do not convert right here.
Yeah, it would be my guess. I don't think you're going to see anything too fancy out of this.
You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. Final moments of the C1 Championship. High snap, gets batted around and actually grabbed out of the air by the I-back, Mac Owens. And Owens then gets shoved backwards to the tackle made by Holbert. And Ord will take over with 2:25 and ticking here to go in the game.
And we'll see who they send out here on offense. My guess is it will be most of your young guys, but it doesn't look like it. The big boys have come out. Here comes your starting quarterback. They're going to try to get another one on the board here in 2 minutes.
Well, Jesse Ulrich comes out. Aurora puts out a mixture of their defensive players. Here comes Mitchell Pachta into the ball game. And Ulrich now takes control at his own 26-yard line. The clock's already whittled down to 1:50. Jesse Ulrich back to pass. Wants to throw. Has all day. Throws it as far as he can. One-on-one down the right side. It's picked off. Yeah. Jacob Settles is able to step in front and get the interception. And Chanticleers, who was going for the reception, might have got the wind knocked out of him and is still down on the field.
Yeah, tried to get up twice and couldn't. Doc Cowan ran out.
Just had two gentlemen over there that were really close in the same route. Ulrich took a shot. Nice play there by the Aurora Huskies and Settles. Ulrich had time, just chucked it down the field, and couldn't get it into the hands of the man that's down, Jaden Riley.
We'll have a minute 35 left. It'll probably be two plays, maybe three.
New West Sports Medicine and postgame show coming up here on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations to all the teams
making it to this stage. 1:34 remaining. Aurora at their own 32. And here comes a whole new crew of football players.
That is
out
a
there
whole
again.
New crew, Doug.
Well, Aurora's got enough guys that they can kind of do that. And they're almost lined up in a pseudo victory formation here. And that's what they're going to do. They're just going to take the ball, take a knee with Logan Jensen. And I think now they just try to get every kid in there for one snap is what you see Coach Peterson doing.
Yeah, Coach Peterson's getting ready to get wet.
So Aurora, first state championship since 2009.
And it's Coach Peterson's first state championship.
Another snap here upcoming as the time dwindles down here. And you know, Chanticleers will have the drive home a little bit farther than the hour Aurora has west. Ord will have about 2.5 to 3, depending on how close you watch the speed limit. And on the way home, they will go. And then the quick turnaround. I was talking to Athletic Director Derry Trampy before the ball game. He goes, yeah, we got a duel next week on Thursday with Gibbon. Wrestling gets underway. Basketball gets underway. And when you're talking wrestling, a lot of these football guys won't have time to get down to the weight that they're looking for when they're here in the state final as Aurora takes the knee, and that's going to be it. The time will expire, and the Aurora Huskies run it wire to wire, preseason number one to state champions on a Tuesday afternoon before Thanksgiving here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The Huskies scoring the final 43 points to beat the Ord Chanticleers 49-7. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The Aurora Huskies, your C1 state football champions. And the final stats will be coming up here in just a moment. A quick look at the scoring wrap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Aurora got the ball and moved it right down the football field. An 8-yard pass from quarterback Baylor Shireman into the hands of a Stevenson, who made a great catch in the corner of the end zone. Got a foot down in the back corner. Made it to 6-0 after the 2-point conversion was no good. 11 plays, 80 yards, 236. The teams then exchanged plays. There was a punt actually in the first quarter by Aurora. And then Jesse Ulrich was able to take it in for the Chanticleers to complete a 5-play, 54-yard drive with 1:13 to go in the first quarter. The extra point kick gave Ord the lead at that time, 7-6. Then Shireman had a ball tipped by Tommy Stevens that deflected into the hands of the Chanticleers' Riley Warner, who returned it to the Aurora 35. And the Chanticleers, coming off the score, looked to be in business, picking up the interception. But 2 plays later, right back, it was Trevor Dvorak getting an interception and returning it all the way to the Ord 32-yard line. 2 plays later, it was Caleb Morrell taking it in from 20 yards out on the final play of the first quarter. Shireman with the 2-point run. It was 14-7, and then Aurora was able to just basically score on every possession the rest of the way. Shireman to Reichert, a 7-yard pass, 8:28 to go in the second quarter, 21-7, 4:04 to go in the second quarter. Shireman, a 4-yard pass into the hands of Nathan Borkacher, 28-7, 14 seconds to go in the second quarter, third and long. And it was a double pass. Shireman threw it over to his wide receiver, Cy Bullerman, who hit Borkacher, who was wide open. Hit to Morrell. Morrell was wide open to complete the 39-yard drive. Ord had went for it on 4th-and-2 and got stopped. That made it 35-7 at the half. Ord got the ball to start the second half, picked up a couple of first downs, moved the ball into Aurora territory, but then Reichert, after the ball went through the Ord Chanticleer wide receiver's hands, Reichert picked it off and returned it 55 yards, just a minute two into the third quarter, 42-7. That began the running clock. The next time Aurora got it, Shireman, his 4th touchdown pass, his 2nd one to Nathan Borkacher. And that would be the final points of this game at the 8:35 mark of the third quarter. 49-7, Aurora wins the football game. Our scoring wrap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Now let's take a look at the final stats overall. First off, for the Chanticleers, running the football, Jesse Ulrich, 13 carries, 35 yards and a touchdown. Tommy Stevens, 8 carries, 23 yards. Dalton Hulbert, 5 carries, 4 yards. Clayton Shoemaker, 1 carry, negative 1. And Campese, 2 carries for negative 6. 29 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown through the air. Jesse Ulrich only got it up 12 times today. He completed 5 of those. 49 yards, 3 interceptions in the contest here today. So, throwing the ball, 49 for Ord, running the ball, 55, only 104 yards of total offense, and they were right around that after the first quarter.
Yeah, it was 80-some, and then just nothing doing after that, that's for sure.
Receiving, Campisa had 3 catches for 25 yards. Overall, Ord had 4 penalties for 38 yards. They were 0-7 on third down, 1-3 on fourth down. Time of possession, about 3.5 more minutes today for Aurora in this football game. For the Aurora Huskies, running the football, Morrell, 16 carries, 93 yards and a touchdown. Trevor Dvorak, 3 carries, 23 yards. Cy Bullerman, 1 carry, 12 yards. And a variety of other players that came in late carried the ball. 36 carries, only 107 yards rushing in the one touchdown. But Shireman got it down through the air. as he threw four touchdown passes, 17-25, 189 yards, four touchdowns, one pick. Cy Bullerman had the wide receiver pass for a 31-yard touchdown. Dvorak had one incompletion. So 220 through the air, 107 on the ground. Only 327 yards of total offense, according to the official stats here, for Aurora. They had some short fields. They also had the defensive touchdown.
Yeah, short fields, the defensive touchdown. And the other piece was, once they got this clock running, they took their foot completely off the gas and really did the right thing today, Doug, because they could have really made this ugly.
Again, no real standout receiver. Cade Reichardt, five receptions, 42 yards and a touchdown. Borkacher, his two catches were both touchdowns for 31 yards. Morrell, 52 yards receiving. Rylan Willis, 47 yards overall at 220 yards. Overall today, 21 first downs for Aurora. They were 5 of 12 on third, 3 of 4 on fourth down in the football game here today, as they were just able to control the ball. 63 plays, only 42 total plays today for Org.
Yeah, that's the tough piece. That's not enough plays. That's for sure. And that's why your yardage total's down.
Well, and as an Ord alum, you watch them give up the medals here. You know some of those kids. You knew them the day they were born, and you watch them out here, and you go, at the beginning of the year, would you have believed that you would be here playing for a state championship? You want to believe that. Only two teams, and I mean, that's what you say all the time, but you have to put it in perspective as well.
Oh, it's a big deal. They've had a tremendous season. They did a great thing, and their program will continue to build. I just love it when you look actually at Coach Wells giving out the medals. He's got a toothpick in. it's very telling, because if you know him, he's a very unassuming guy. He's just a super dude, and he's just giving his medals to his kids that have worked so hard and accomplished so much and enjoying his after-dinner toothpick.
There's no doubt about it. He knows a little something about winning in his playing days over at North Loop Scotia, as Coach Peterson knows about his playing days as well. They've won a few, and now they're trying to coach some winners out there as well. We'll take one final break and wrap things up here on the New West Postgame Show right after this.
Even after 38 years, we still start early every morning in every Amigos kitchen to make the foods and flavors you love. We're chopping fresh vegetables, mixing Amigos' famous ranch dressing and salsas, slow-cooking pinto beans, steaming the rice, mixing up batches of homemade guacamole, and grilling the marinated chicken. Your made-to-order items start with real people making real food. It's not the easiest way, just the best. At Amigos, where made from scratch is our recipe.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Well, that's going to be our final call. Randy Bushcutter is in for the final call tonight. He and Scott are going to come in and bring home the Class B championship between Omaha Scott and Scott's Bluff. Pre-game is at 7, and kickoff is at 7:15. We'll again have the preview from Huskerland Prep Report's Bob Jensen. They'll now hound out the runner-up trophy here in Class C1.
Here is the 2018 NSAA Class C1 State Football runner-up trophy. Congratulations, Ord High School.
Well, they'll get to hang a banner. The last one was for sports, I believe, in cross country, and then they had volleyball there as well. They've been right there in wrestling, but they haven't been able to hang a banner in football, and they'll be able to do that.
No,
now.
And it is a big deal. Those kids went and got that trophy with pride, and they shook it in the air a little bit. Matter if it's 49-7 or not, man, it's a big deal to get here and do this.
Heck of a 10 days. Heck of a 10 days for any team, whether it was Johnson, Brock, and Creighton, winning for the first time, whether it was Burwell, who'd been here three of the last four times, whether it's Ord, and help me if I'm wrong here, but I think they're the first team this year playing in their first final that got the runner-up.
Yeah,
because Mullen's been here before in D2, Burwell's been here before in C1, Grand Island hasn't been in Lincoln before in
Centennial
A.
Centennial wins their first ever.
Centennial does it. So, and Norfolk Catholic, obviously, have been here a few times as well.
Yeah, no, it is good. Just as you said, just what a fantastic 10 days.
So that is going to wrap things up. Larry Baker, once again, thanks for being with us throughout this playoff run. And a week from Saturday, we'll be at the Kearney High Wrestling
Invite. Can't wait. Missing all the great championship football games. Every year, you just got to get home in time for the second half of the SEC game. I'm fired up to get there next week. It's always fun to kick off the what it is. I know I'm a head football coach, and football's kind of my profession, but wrestling's my favorite sport, and it's always fun to be able to go kick that off, and we should get some good stuff right away. The Bearcats exited early, so their whole lineup should be ready to roll, where last year wasn't necessarily the case.
Yeah, that'll be one of the things. The guys that played football in the finals, another thing. You had the 8, 9, 10 days. Even if you got beat in the semifinals, you're going to have some of that time. Not if you were here in the football finals for those that are going to go on to play, whether it's basketball or whether, of course, it is wrestling. And the winter sports season begins a week from Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanks to all the football coaches, the athletic directors, of course, the sponsors, all those that have helped us put on our broadcast throughout the 2018 football season. One more to go. Omaha Scud and Scott's Bluff, the top two teams in the seeds in Class B, coming up tonight at 7. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. Thanks once again to our high school playoff sponsors, Mary Lanning Healthcare, Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, and Husker Power Products. From Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, for our producer-engineer Chris Langan, and for Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Aurora, your Class C1 state champion, as they down Ord 49-7. Good afternoon, everyone. Hail Varsity coming up.